LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Guess who's back on the air, kiddies? Guess what, kiddies? It's from old friends. Back on the air. Look at that. It's lunaticradio.com. Your buddies.
Back on the air. It's January 25th, 2003. We're back on.
That's right. Oh, my God. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? The Giants and Ravens, I'm picking.
Picking the Ravens? Nah, yeah. I think the Giants have it this
year. Is that the 2003 Super Bowl? I don't even know.
Oh, we just killed
it. We just killed the bit. Can't even run with the bit, Ronnie. No.
That's why Ron stayed out of it. He smells danger and stays
it's
away.
It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back on the air. That's right, motherfucker. We're back. And in studio, everybody. All the way from Elmont, Long Island. This guy.
How's it going? It's good to be back.
Full studio tonight, everybody. How you doing, Rock? Say hello.
I'm exhausted.
Rocket's got behind-the-scenes grudges.
And I'm done.
Everybody. Behind-the-scenes grudges?
Come on!
Yeah, we're going to pick on them about.
I think so.
Ronnie Beans is in studio, looking energetic, as always.
Yo.
He ate beforehand.
I'm about one bad joke away from a nap.
You know, if you didn't know what time it was or what day it was, and you just looked at Ronnie's face when we started every show, you would think it's Monday morning at 6.
Sometimes it's just really hard to get here.
Yeah.
He did that. You, the
no, no, it is, Ron.
To say that. You're 15 minutes away.
Well, yeah.
Not I'm another time zone. Right,
but we've been over this like 1,000 times.
Know.
Not only am I like 15 minutes away, but the fact that I do nothing but show up and complain about it. That I even have to show up.
Sometimes it's hard wanting to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, Kieran, can you hook me up with a microphone on the couch? And he's like, no.
No, no, you're not allowed.
No.
It's a show and we're going to do it like a show.
Holy crap, dude. All you had to do is show up to the studio and you're still complaining?
Yes, that's what I do. It's my thing.
Can't I just do a remote from my bed? And even if we did that, at least 2 months down the line, he'd be like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
I can only come on for a half hour.
The fact that I even have to wake up to be on the show is too much.
Now that I do the show from my bed, I get sleepy.
No, you know what it was? I'm sitting on the couch. The couch is comfy. I'm like, why can't we set it up so I can sit on the couch and do the show? No. Can't do it.
Can't do it. No. No, no, no.
I don't think the listeners are going with you on this one.
Fuck them. Oh, jeez. Who cares? Do you think they care whether I'm sitting on a couch or a stool? No.
They just want you to be funny.
They just want me to bring the funny. That's it.
Ronnie Beans, the comedian from bed.
It's Kieran. It's Kieran is the one who cracks the whip around here.
No.
Is it much to ask you appear on mic and sitting in a chair?
All right. What time is it? It is 9:15, right?
Okay.
Kieran calls me up today and he goes, okay, you're coming over tonight, right? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like 8 o'clock, right? And he goes, could you try to make it like 7:30? And I'm like, yeah, okay, Kieran, just to get him off the phone.
Wait,
I'm like,
getting
over there at 7:30. And look, it's 9:15.
I told you we were starting the show at 8:30. When did we start the show? 8:30.
Then why is it 9:15? We haven't been.
I want you to come early. I want you to come early so we can build a little camaraderie.
Right.
Listen, we can see what's going on during the day.
You know what happens when
show preparation.
You know what happens when I come over here early? When I come over here early, the funniest things are gone by the time we even get on the show.
Right.
That's what happened.
Hey, remember that joke we were talking about half hour ago? Before we
I come
here?
Over here early, and for an hour before the show starts, we sit in here and laugh. And laugh like, you know, till the snots come out of our noses. And then we get on the show and we're like, hey, what's up? What's going on?
Does anybody have a clock on them?
Yeah, it's one on the computer.
All right, just tell me what time it is.
It's 8:40. Quarter to 9. Wait, we just discussed that. Wait a minute.
No, I just want to know, because we have guests scheduled at certain times.
Oh,
I
got
to know
right.
when to take breaks and stuff, and now I can't see a clock.
Because we're such a big show. We get these big guests.
All right.
We get huge guests, you know?
Well, supposedly on tonight's show, we have comedian Kevin Brennan, everybody, and Miss Petite Nude USA?
Something like that.
Miss Bunny?
Yeah, she's
you know,
naked.
You know, I've been struggling with this goddamn title for like a week, trying to get it right, and you know when I ask her, it's going to be wrong. Inevitably, it's going to be wrong.
Well, how about
she's
this?
She's going to be, no, I'm Miss Jackhammer of the Month.
How about this? She's naked a lot, yeah. And she won a contest for being naked.
Yeah, MissBunny.com. And she's a redhead, people, which means
natural,
you know,
redhead.
Yeah, she's like a freak.
Firebush!
Yeah.
Fire!
She's a freak. Well, you know, like those redheads.
You go to her website.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to her website, you'll see that she's a lot of things.
Yeah, she's a lot of things. You're right, Ron. You hit it right on the head.
Yes.
The nail right on the head.
She's almost the alpha and the omega.
Miss Bunny looks like a girl that would totally just beat the ever-loving shit out of you in bed. And have fun with it.
She mentions in her bio that she's a contortionist. Thank you very much.
Yo, and in this little pic Rocket has up on the studio monitor here, she's got like a mullet. Right? Is her head shaved on the sides?
No. No. She's got the bowl cut going, though.
No, but that's like the style. She's a punk rock girl.
Oh, I see.
You know what? She looks
that's
surprised.
What the kids do.
Yeah. She looks surprised in that photo.
Yeah, look at the other photo. She looks real surprised when her legs are behind her head.
Yeah, where is that?
Wow, that's amazing.
Go to, yeah, scroll. No, go back to my bunny pics.
Hold on.
Right
I had,
there. Oh, hey.
What are her dimensions, everybody? 36, 25, 36. She's 5'4" and 125 pounds.
That's solid. That works.
That's a solid running back.
That is. I like the pic. There's the pic of her legs behind her head, and she's doing something with a phallic object.
She's right. Danny and Tomlinson.
That's what I like to call my gynecological pic.
Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202. Loon, that's 206-202-5666.
You know, with all these guests, I'm going to need a cigarette.
Let me get a cigarette.
It's only beginning.
It's only the beginning for Rocket's little bit. Only the beginning.
Ron's staying out of it. It's all right.
I think I'm staying out of it, too. Yeah. You're going to run with it. We're family here, Rocket. We're the brotherhood. Like my fat brother Kev would say, we're the brotherhood.
Oh, I thought he'd be saying, Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach. Have a little KC.
Fat Kev loves vagina.
Have a little bit of Christina.
I don't even know what he says when he calls.
Yeah, he's just mum.
Yeah.
Sounds like Yogi Bear.
Kieran called and left me a drunk call on Saturday night.
Yep.
And basically, it was him going, Ronnie Beans! Then everybody in the background would go, Ronnie Beans! And that went
Do
on
Do you have
like,
that on your phone?
No, I erased it.
Fuck.
That's like 10 minutes of that. You know,
I don't remember Ron. Then, I don't remember doing a drunk call to Ron, but I do remember doing one to you.
And then in between, he'd be like, Ronnie Beans! And then the guys in the background would go, Ronnie Beans!
Yeah.
That was it. That was basically the whole call. You know what? He sounded like Eddie Vedder, you know, in Yellow Ledbetter. On the morning, burn away. And I know what I say, and I know what I say.
You know how we do the drunk calls, people? We ask you, the listeners, to do the drunk calls each and every week, and you guys come through with them.
Always.
And you always, you know, sound like, sometimes you sound like complete morons when you do them.
Yeah, but.
You know, I'll admit it. And we like to poke fun, but we do them as well.
Yes.
I did too. Too bad Ron didn't record his, but Rocket recorded the one I gave him.
I record. I mean, it was on my voicemail. I just got rid of it.
Uh-huh. Mate, whenever you call me, I'm at the computer immediately recording.
Yeah, but really, like I don't know. I don't know.
Any
don't,
opportunity I can make fun of Kieran McCann, I'll get.
Yeah,
on
I
that.
Guess. I looked at that. It and I was like, and I'm listening. And I'm
actually,
like, how much longer is this thing gonna go for?
Actually, when I did his, I knew he was gonna record.
Yeah, it's getting to that point now. He just knows
because I know Rocket's gonna record it. And here it is, everybody. This is me at a bachelor party on Saturday night in the back of a limo, hammered.
Sent today at 12:34 a.m.
Hey, you fucking asshole! I will kick your fucking ass all over this motherfucker. I'm talking to my producer right now. Fuck you, you motherfucker!
Right now, I want to hear this.
Talk to my producer. Hey, listen, your buddy right now is wearing a thong on top of his jeans. Hello? Is your way there?
No.
That was funny.
It's the voicemail.
Wow.
Hey, your buddy is wearing some girl thong she had up her ass. All right?
End of message.
Kieran McCann. Kieran McCann.
Yeah. The whole thing about the thong is that one of the guys won it at the, one of the places we went to.
Okay.
And we got into the limo and they're like, yeah, Kieran will put it on.
I love that you're the go-to guy for something like that.
Chances are Kieran was the only one who actually could fit in the thong.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. But I was like, ah, fuck it. You know, it's like Mikey likes it, you know? I'm like, all right, fine.
I'll put him on.
Quickly after that phone call was done, I took him off because I realized what the hell I was doing and how old I was and stuff like that.
I appreciate being called the producer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Rocket the producer.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, Adam Rocket producer.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
so. CEO Rocket producer guy. Yeah, so we do the drunk calls too, man. And that was me at a bachelor party on Saturday night, which was, thank God I don't go to those things too often.
I find most bachelor parties to be either extremely enjoyable or, like, suicidal. Like, you know, either you have a lot of fun or you want to slit your wrists.
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun. This one wasn't crazy. It wasn't like when we went to Atlantic City one time with a bunch of people. That was freaking insane. Hmm. You know, when everybody at the party's dropping $600, you know, it's a freaking wild night.
Right.
You know, it's not like in 2 days. It's one night and people are dropping that much money.
Jeez.
I mean, this time around, I think I only spent like $180. So it was a lot of tame. It was a little tame, you know?
Yeah, see, that's why I'm worried because I'm... My buddy's getting married next November, and I'm the best man. So now I got these responsibilities, and I have just no effing clue. Because not only have I never been a best man before, but I never went to a bachelor party, period.
Never been to a bachelor party?
You never been to a bachelor party?
No one in my age group has been married.
I'm a veteran.
Oh, I know. I've been to too many to count.
Oh, yeah. I have just never had...
You want my advice?
Okay.
Do they have money?
Right now, I don't even know. I'm not even that far into. I mean, I still got about. I got a year technically.
No, I mean,
now.
Are the guys that are going have money? Do they have money?
No one's all big spenders.
All right, then keep it simple. That's the best way to do it.
Right, but I don't want it to be crappy. Like, what do? I mean,
what do you go? You get a limo, dude. You get a bunch of people like, hey, show up at Johnny's place,
right?
At a certain time, get a limo to pick you up and take you to a freaking strip club. Yep. End of story.
Right. Yep,
that's all you have to do.
Pretty much.
I've been on a ton of bachelor parties, and pretty much most of them are that.
Yeah.
They pick a limo, pick us up, take us to a strip club, and that's it.
If you get too complicated, that's when it sucks.
Okay, here's the scenario, though.
When you got to be at certain places at certain times,
right.
And it's over.
Try to keep it as small as possible. Well, less guys, the better.
This is what happened. The groom kind of passed a little comment recently, so he's like, so we're going to head to Vegas?
No.
Well,
that's what you say. No.
I was going to say, if you guys have money, go to Vegas.
Because
the best bachelor party I ever went to was in Vegas.
Yeah, don't do that, dude. You're going to end up in jail or dead or like anally raped in an alley somewhere.
No.
Don't do it.
Sounds like a Kieran McCann adventure.
Don't listen to this guy. This guy, he's like, everybody's spending $600. I was like, $600? That's about how much money I spent to get Kieran to have Bud Lights all night.
You're right. Great.
Well, you're on a different scale. I'm talking about just, you know, regular, you know, cup of joe guy, you know? Johnny, no money. Johnny, no money.
Johnny, chicken fingers and coffee.
Yeah. If you're hanging out with those guys, keep it simple. Yeah.
The regular Joe... you know, listening to the program is like, hey, a limo and a strip club, hey, that's a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Like, $180 is a lot of money to the regular Johnny.
Like, rent, get a ride, go to like a bar somewhere, a good bar, drink a little bit, then when everybody gets nice and oiled, then go to the strip club and then call it a night.
Right.
Master party. Buzzing.
Because if you plan like a list of like, hey, we're going to this titty bar, and then we're going to that titty bar, and then you're going
never
to this
works
titty
out.
Bar, you'll just make it to the first one.
And they're right. Yeah, then you're good.
It'll never work out.
As soon as like horny guys that probably have been married, because inevitably you're going to go with some guys that are married, as soon as they see titties other than their wives, they're just locked on them and they're going to stay there. They don't want to move. They're like, no, dude, let's not. We got titties right here. We're not leaving.
And try to keep it as small as possible.
Under 10.
Yeah. Because like it gets a mess when it gets to be like 20 guys. Because none of them want to do the one thing. And you always end up losing some.
And whatever you do, don't plan a fishing trip during the day.
Oh, really?
Because that's just torturous.
Oh, really?
Especially when you don't fish.
Yeah. That's brutal.
And it's a
nothing
5-0.
Stupid. I've heard fishing trips. I've heard camping trips. all that stuff, nothing like that, because it's horrible, horrible.
So alcohol, titty bar.
Yes, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Go to a bar, like a nice bar, I don't know, like in the city, you go to Manhattan and go to a nice bar in the city or something. You know, a place like big, but like, you know what I'm talking about?
Don't even do the dinner thing beforehand. Don't even do that.
Then you get, you go there, you drink, you have some food while you're there, you get nice and oiled, and then you go to the strip club, you go to the strip club, and then after the strip club, you're done, you're home.
Gotcha.
Right. And always make sure that you tell everybody, I need this much money by the end of the night. Or actually, the smart thing to do is get it up front.
Get it up front.
Because you always end up getting screwed in the end. That's what I did when I planned a bachelor party. I got all the money up front.
Sure.
Yep.
Because you know by the end of the night, you know,
everyone's going to be hammered. I'm out of money.
You tell them this. Give me $150 or you're not getting in the limo.
Right.
Like, in order to get in the limo, I need $150.
Because you know, when you once you get into a strip club, some dude's going to be like, you know what? I can spend that $40 that I need to give Rocket.
Right.
You know?
He'll hold me over.
I got to get a lap dance.
Yeah. If it comes down to me paying you for the limo or me getting like two lap dances, get the lap.
Yeah, the lap dance is always win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always get the money up front. But they went to a bachelor party.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I don't have to go to another one for a while. I was actually talking to a guy at the bachelor party. He has like three of them this month.
Wow.
He's got to go to.
Jeez.
And I was like, dude, I was like, how do you afford that?
Yeah, it's expensive. Because not only you have the bachelor party, then you got the wedding you got to go to. And that's, you're dropping cake like and right.
And he was like, I'm going to end up spending like $2,500 on bachelor parties.
Absolutely.
I was like, well, you're going to have a good time, I guess, right?
You take your girlfriend or your wife to a wedding, that's $300 right there. Easy.
He was telling me he went to just last week. He went to the Hustler Club in Manhattan.
He said
he said the place was like two floors. It had like eight stages. There were just chicks all over the place.
It's the Costco of smut.
Yeah, the place we went to like this week. I'm not going to name the mention it or anything, but it was like a freaking closet.
Yeah,
it was like one stripper.
Well, and here's a good thing.
Also, the bartender
in New York City. You can't be all naked and serve liquor. So you either go to a regular club that doesn't get all naked, where they wear G-strings and then they have liquor, or you go to an all-naked club and they don't have liquor.
Oh, I see.
And now the all-naked clubs, like, the chicks tend to be not as good-looking, but they get crazy. they get nuts. And that's the cool part, because they're, like, all over you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he even makes it to the wedding, because he's actually going away this weekend to Rhode Island. And he said, I'm going to call up one of my exes, see what she's doing.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's what happens, man. That's the first thing. You get married, and the first thing you think of is like...
other poonay.
Yeah. I wonder what the exes are doing.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how she looks. And then you start Googling her, you know, see if you can find any internet pictures of her. You know, like what she's doing now and everything, how she looked now.
Trying to dial up the old flames to tell them that you're getting married, but then you end up slipping under the big D.
Yeah. And, dude, there's nothing better than X sex.
Nice
sex. Because then, like, you're like, hey, what's going on? You know, oh, I'm getting... And then as soon as she finds out that you're getting married, she's going to want to get some. That's basically what it is. Because she's like, oh, now all of a sudden she wants to say that she banged you right before you got married.
Right. Like as a trophy.
Yep, absolutely. And she's going to be like, oh, he's going to be getting married, but he's going to be thinking of me. Telling you, man.
Fucking chicks.
All right. With that, let's do the college shoutouts. Teddy Bar's the college shoutouts. Shoutouts, everybody. This is when we like to shout out the universities and the young kids around the college that are tuning in to the lunaticradio.com show. We got a bunch of college shout-outs this week. I'd like to shout-out Pat, Mark, Lisa, and Katie at the University of San Francisco.
There they are. They're back.
Shout-out. Like to shout-out Boston College.
BC.
Appalachian State University. All the kids at Iowa State University.
Iowa! Cyclones.
And all the kids out there at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz!
Yeah, to the... Cornhuskers.
And if you're a young kid listening at a university around the country and you like your station shout out, just email us at the show at lunaticradio.com. We'll shout you out because we like to have the young kids listen to the program, even though it's just not for the young kids.
Oh, it's for everybody.
We like to get the young kids involved.
Can I make a request? I want USC. I want number one ranked USC to shout out.
Oh, all right. We need a number one ranked USC Trojan.
You know what?
To listen to the program.
If you're going to make a request to USC, cover the spread. Thank you.
It's
all Ronnie Beans wants. Yeah,
that is all.
Oh, Ronnie Beans, you have something to do this week, actually, on the show.
I do?
Yeah, you got to pick three games for Colin to bet on next week.
This has become the laziest bit.
Might as well just look it up in the
The guy can't make his own bets.
Is it that hard?
No, he wants a challenge.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're giving him the game.
He's worried that, you know, you guys are getting on him for, you know, picking his own games.
Yeah.
Well, Ron's going to pick him this week. We're going to have Ron pick the games for Colin, the guy.
Do you have today's paper?
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
This is Friday.
Oh, it's somewhere around here.
Show prep. We got show prep.
I don't know. We got a lot to do on today's show. Kevin
Brennan.
We
got a lot to do.
Kevin Brennan, Miss Bunny. We got a bunch of stuff we got
to
talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to do today. Let's get into it right now.
Dude, look at that.
We got a new band, actually, who makes... they're an unsigned band from Arizona. Actually, no, let me play a clip of their music right now. This is a great freaking song, people.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because
it's called Psycho Stick.
There was a song to sing. I sing.
Is this Palo?
Beer you bring.
They're an unsigned band out of Phoenix.
It makes me glad. Now
they make great tunes.
You say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. It's not. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. Let's go drink some beer.
I feel like when I want to go drinking.
I know, right?
Let's go some beer!
When it's warm, it tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb. It aren't so good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! That's soft! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Yeah, this is a band called Psycho Stick. They're out of Phoenix, everybody. Log on to psychostick.com. They have like a bunch of parody songs that actually sound like they're real songs, but they're not. You gotta listen to the lyrics.
That's better than any Limp Bizkit song I've ever heard.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, they're like Insane Clown Posse, but good.
Yeah, they're good, right?
We should get the lead singer to call in. Just so you can talk like this.
Yeah, I like to talk about it. Talk to this guy. Make some good, it's funny stuff.
That'd be great. Yeah, so what do you usually do over the weekend?
I like to kill animals.
All right. Ron just got very upset. Ron's like, why do you have to scream into the microphone? Why can't you like step back and scream?
But see, that wasn't me. That was me. Oh.
That was you being the guy.
That's right. So it doesn't count.
You're being the guy behind the guy.
You carry the one to the man.
Psycho Stick, everybody. Log on to psychostick.com. Beer is Good is their popular song. They're an unsigned band, but you know all the radio stations and XM Satellite Radio actually is picking up on them and playing their stuff for just because they like it.
Karen, remember how I requested the microphone on the couch? I think I'd rather have one of those little plexiglass sound barriers between me and Rocket.
Come on! Come on.
Or at least, like, fair warning that you're going to scream.
How is Rumpelhumper going to take off if you just can't get into it?
It's different.
No, it's not.
It is. You just screamed, I want to kill animals.
Well, because that's what he would say.
As a matter of fact,
the guy said he likes beer.
As a matter of fact, in the first break, I believe I will play that song for the people in its entirety.
Ooh, look at you.
How about that?
How about it?
Psychostick.com. Wow. Log on to it. Funny stuff.
Are you being spontaneous, Kieran?
Well, look out.
A little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
That's crazy.
I'm not being this guy. Next subject.
Wow.
Who's that guy? Come on, who is it? Who is it?
Interesting. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I just ruined my Kevin Brennan bio stuff.
Good job.
A bit I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a bunch of drunk calls for everybody to play. We got to talk about the Pirates, not the baseball team. We got to talk about the Tornadoes.
Sure.
We got to talk about the bachelor parties. We got to talk about a bunch of other stuff that Rocket has. Okay. Some drummer guy. What is this drummer guy, Rocket?
Yeah, he's a drummer guy. I sent you the name, I think. I forgot his name off the top of my head.
We
got
to do Colin's drunk call thing, and
we got to talk about lesbians.
And we're going to talk to Miss Bunny and Kevin Brennan, everybody. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
I like beer cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. It's soft, beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer. It tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb. It aren't so good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. That's soft, beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer. Dude, I think you had enough.
This is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I wanna suck your cock. Oh, did I say that? Hang on.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Nick and Bonus placed himself in pie.
Bitch pie.
Banged in the pie.
Now back to the show.
I did my time.
Yeah, what up, everybody?
I did my time.
Just doing some...
Was that on purpose or a mistake?
That was a mistake.
Okay. Just checking. So what? It's like usually we don't... Our lead-in song isn't the same song that we just played.
Oh, what? Oh, no, that? That wasn't a mistake.
Oh, you did that on purpose?
Yeah, because some people don't hear the music. Like, if depending on where you hear the show, if you hear it on podcast, you don't hear the music during the break. But if you listen to it on internet radio, you'll hear the music.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't really matter what I do with the songs.
All right.
So LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show. LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Miss Bunny was supposed to call in 7-8 minutes ago, so we don't know what's up with Miss Bunny. Maybe sooner or later we'll get on the horn to our booking girl and find out what the hell's going on.
She's probably Bookie's probably talking to her.
And you know what, people? We don't care. If they don't call in, we're at the point where we don't care if they don't call in.
I don't care.
We used to flip out when like somebody wouldn't call in.
Wait a minute.
I used to flip out. All right.
That's better.
All right, Ron. Here we go.
That's better. Yeah.
You used to flip out.
Me and Rocket weren't flipping out. Yeah. You were flipping out.
You were like, we need filler. We need filler. We need filler. We need filler. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay, somebody think of something funny. Somebody think of something funny. Somebody think, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I've learned to say fuck it and press on. Right?
Yes.
Word them up. So that's what we're going to do. Miss Bunny was, who knows how that would have went anyway.
We don't need to have wacky bits to do radio. We could just be us. We don't have to, put on fake phony voices and...
Yes.
Sit there with cigarettes and try to be all cool and stuff. Wow. That wasn't me. Yeah, I'm done. This was such a long week for me with this show.
So,
by the end of the second hour, you're probably just going to want to stop the show. I will not, you know, be ready to just hit the stop button.
Just for the listeners, that was Rocket doing a bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Guess what? I got a blind date coming up.
What? You got a blind date coming up, Ronnie.
I do.
What?
Yeah, I'm not too excited about it.
A little off-the-cuff stuff here?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with it. Ron's got a blind date coming
up.
All right,
here we go.
Rocket, can you bring up the blind date music, please? I don't know. Look for it. Maybe you'll find it.
All right, here's the thing. The girl who's setting it all up is attractive, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know another of the girl's friends who's also attractive.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, this got to be like the one that's not so attractive, right? You know how they like usually there's like an ugly one in the bunch.
Yeah.
Sort of. So I'm like, all right, the two girls that I know that she knows are both attractive.
It's probably going to turn out to be another girl, though. What do you think?
Well, now, see, here's the thing. I don't want to ask and be like, all right, what's she look like? Because you don't want to seem shallow.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm kind of shallow. I'm a little bit shallow. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like, who's not? I'm like, she can't look like a troll because that would be a problem. Like,
sure.
Like, personality goes a long way with me, but not that far.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a little nervous about it. So, I emailed the girl the other day and I said, so what's she like? And she said, oh, you know, she described her, but she didn't mark any of the, she said she, you know, she had brown hair, brown eyes, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But she didn't say whether she was like 5'4", 5'5", you know, like buck 10, buck 20, buck 50, you know, she didn't mention
buck tooth.
Yeah. She didn't mention any of that. So I'm like, oh man, I don't know. Like, you know, I'll go, but what are you going to do? And hopefully she's not listening.
So Ronnie Beans is going on a blind date.
Yeah. Well, what the hell? Why not? You know, like I normally, honestly, I hate going on blind dates. Hate it. But
are you gonna make up like one of them stories? Like, hey, you know, I own like an oil company.
No,
like that.
You know, I'm gonna be honestly.
I own the Texas Rangers.
Right, this is the way I look at it. Right. Yeah. I'm gonna be completely honest, so that if she bolts, like I'll be like, all right, cool. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like, obviously, it'll be all up to, you know, if she's, you know, like, unbelievably hot, then sure. You know, then I'll go into making up shit.
You know, this is something, Ron, because Ron had his, even though this is such bullshit, the tarot card reading thing, even though Lindsay's great at it and she does it.
Right.
Paul's Lindsay comes over to the studio and does it sometimes for the guys.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She remember? Did one for Ron, and yeah. Ron said, like, Ron's going to meet some broad in, like, 3 months.
Yep.
And it's going to turn out to be something.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a little beans is running around.
Little
beans. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mini beans.
Now, listen, I'm not saying she's got to be, like, really hot, but, I mean, she's got to be, you know, attractive.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, to me, like, I don't know. Sometimes there's girls I know that wouldn't be considered, like, you know, generally attractive, but that I find attractive for different reasons.
Right.
I just have the, like, just that she's, I don't know, nervous. Nervous that she's going to, like, I'm going to, like, knock on the door and... She's going to be like, what's up? And I'm going to be like,
yeah, tonight's going to suck.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Then I'll have to, like, call Kieran, like, in the middle of it. Go, dude, Kieran, you got to call me. Pretend like you're work.
No, you're going to call me like, Kieran, I got a chick for you.
Yeah, she's going to leave a drunk call.
Ron's going to answer the door.
Said a lot of good things about you. Said you were funny.
Ron's gonna be like, what's this strange music?
That's my walking music.
Oh no, what is that on your face?
And the Does it tell you something that I'm not really concerned how she views me? Like, I'm like, what? I don't know, you know. What has she got to be nervous about?
This is the music when she's taking off her panties.
Oh.
Don't mind that. It'll go away in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a rash like that before? Go down on me, Ron.
Meanwhile, I take a look down there and it's like, Quaid.
She's got the China badge. The mini penis.
Dude, if that's the case, you'll hear me scream all the way from wherever. You'll hear something and you'll be like, uh-oh.
It'd be great to open the door and it's China.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah. You know what? Now I'm like, I hope Chanel listens to the show. I don't mean any of it. It's all a bit.
Wacky hygiene.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, listen, it's not like I'm not trying to be mean. It's just it's basically what everybody would think of before they go on a blind date. You know, those things are always in the back of your head.
So what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What are you gonna? She's gonna. You're gonna show up. You're gonna see her and be like, "So,
no,
what are we doing?"
Still, she's still. So far, it's all been through the friend.
Ugh.
So, I don't have any.
You got to get statistics.
Come on.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, like, as soon as you ask, then she's like, "Oh, you're one of those guys," and then she could be really
high. Then you go, "Right, I am one."
Well, I'm trying to get her other friend to get it for me because I'm like, listen, you know. I'm not really shallow, but...
Dude, she know you know she's doing the same thing.
I'm a little shallow. Well, I told her to go to the website and look at... Like, we have pictures on the website. So...
We should get a picture and put it on the board. See what the people think.
Yeah. No. But I'm like, go to the pictures. And I was like, see the picture of me in the towel flashing Las Vegas? Or me in the hot tub? You know, or me with the what was that girl's the waitress?
This is the sound of Ron's blind date jacking to him on the internet. You know, when your blind date's jacking, there are problems.
Now let me ask you something. Say like you go out on the date, right? She's okay looking, but towards the end of the night, you're like, all right, it's not so much her looks, but her personality's not really doing it.
Right.
But then you get back to her house.
Okay.
And she's like, you don't want to come in? And you're like, well, okay. And then you go in, like, do you say...
absolutely.
Now,
yeah, you go. Why not?
No, I mean, do you go in knowing full well you're never going to talk to her again?
Sure.
And just say, listen, as soon as I walk out this door, I'm never talking to her again.
Oh, see now, yeah.
you know, that's what you got to do.
Or
go into the blind date thinking, I'm never going to see this girl again.
Right.
So when you get on the blind date, you feel relaxed. You can say whatever to you.
No, I mean, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying like
back at the place.
Yeah, when you get back to the place, so you're like, listen, I'll go in for some nookie, but then like the whole time thinking I'm never going to talk to her again. I'm just doing this for the nookie.
I wouldn't bring that up to her because maybe down the road you just want to get a quick fix. You should have her in your back pocket. I never do that. I just, you know, I'll be like, yeah, we'll talk, you know, we'll see what's up. And then, you know, you just kind of...
But I'm not like that. I'm like, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm never going to call you. Like, I'm not going to...
You mean you won't keep the back pocket? Like, maybe she'd want that, too.
It depends. It depends how much I got along with her.
Well... What? Wait, if you two were just banging, what the hell you care how much you talk to her?
No, I know. I said get along with her. Well, like, I have to at least enjoy being around her, period.
I guess.
Like, you know.
I had an ex I just banged for sex, and she was a bitch.
Yeah, but that was your ex. But at least, like, if one of those things where I'm like, man, this girl's really annoying, but she's not so annoying I can't, like, you know, do the thing tonight.
Yeah.
And then...
Very interesting. Ron's going on a blind date, everybody.
Yeah. With a girl.
This is... No, it's very interesting because Ron, I know Ron, and I know the listeners know Ron from listening to the program. Ron's not a guy who likes to take huge risks.
No, I'm not.
And this is a big risk for Ron.
It is a big risk.
This is Ron stepping out of his shell, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
This is like Ron going, you know what? Fuck White Castle. I'm going to Burger King.
Right. Yeah. No,
wow.
I mean, especially no.
That's
well,
enormous.
No, he's right. Like I plan like everything. Everything in mine is planned
right.
for the most part. Like I'm not like Mr. Not Spontaneous, but when it comes to stuff like this,
yeah.
you know, like vacations or dating for that.
Ron goes to a bar. He says to himself, "I'm gonna have 3 3/3 of alcohol."
No, I don't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
3 3/3.
That's what I'm going to have.
No, I'm not like Mr., you know, most of the time. I mean, I date a lot, but usually it's people that I meet at a place or whatever, and I know what I'm getting into.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm not a big fan of a blind date, because then it's like, well, how do you, you know, if you get there and she's a, you know, it doesn't work out, then how do you get out of it?
Right. Right.
I mean, it's you get out of it by saying, hey, listen, it didn't work out, I got to go. Or you say, hey, I'll call you, and then you get in the car and do like 100.
Ron's going on a blind date. Very good stuff.
Dude,
I like
how about this? When I go, I will throw some drunk calls in there to tell everybody how's it going. Like every time I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, nice.
That would be
great.
All right, this is what's going on.
When is it? When are you going, Ron?
I don't know. A couple weeks, I guess.
All right. Let's do some drunk calls for the people. We had some drunk calls. We do this every week. It's a thing where we had the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Listeners get hammered. They call the program when they're hammered. That's the whole thing. Drunk call hotline.
That's the bit. Can't get much simpler than that.
And we got 4 of them from Fagnuts.
Here you go, Fagnuts. Bothering me the past 4 fucking days. When's the show? When's the show? You gonna play my stuff? Did you get my stuff? When's the show?
All right, here we go.
Here it is.
What's going on, Lunatic Radio? This is Fagnuts from Bonita, Florida. I'm in downtown Fort Myers at the moment. Actually leaving downtown Fort Myers at the moment. Just giving you the update on the Southeast contingency.
Mm-hmm.
A little drunk. That's cool. Driving around, being bored as hell.
All right, he's a little drunk.
Wait a minute.
Driving around,
yeah.
being bored.
Wait a minute.
Fag nuts, come on, man.
Come on, buddy.
I don't know how long this fucking message machine is going to go for. I don't really got nothing to rant about. I don't really have any good impressions since you fuckers haven't had a new show. You know, that's all me and Race Car Johnny live for is the new show. Like Johnny said, it's like a fucking drug. When it's taken away, we don't know what the fuck to do. We're lost.
They don't know what to do when the show's
wow.
not on.
Wow. Now that makes me feel bad because I'm like, I don't even feel like going. So these guys are like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
These guys were lost all last week. There you are. Picture a Southern Florida Race Car Johnny and Fagnuts wandering the streets going, what do we do? What do we do?
Like a couple of lost souls.
I just want to say to all the listeners, if we don't have a show, it's Kieran's fault.
Right.
And that's all you need to know.
Exactly.
It's not my fault.
It is Kieran's fault.
Fucking need you guys. You go out and don't do a fucking show. But I talked to Rocky. He said, you know, you guys are going to have a best of show.
Wow.
You know, me and John are fucking sick of hearing those. Want the new shit, man. That's what we're talking about. You guys are blowing up.
Oh,
don't want to be hearing the best of.
All right.
Especially for all the new joining fucks. I have no idea what's going on this fucking radio show.
Is Wayne Brady going to...
I didn't do a hurricane call-in. Because, I didn't want to get my phone wet.
All right, I'm just going to let that one go. Because there's another 2 minutes of that. I don't know
there's
what he's doing.
Two more minutes.
Wow.
Fagnuts out.
Yeah.
Now I know what like a suicide hotline caller goes through.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you're like, okay. Okay.
All right, here's Fagnuts again. Fagnuts, sorry.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Fagnuts from Bonita, Florida, calling back again to do another impression for this fucking loony show. Here it goes. This is from a really old fucking show. Star Jones off the port bow. Who climbed that bitch? Fagnuts out!
He's just referenced. That's been
wow.
That was a long time ago.
Wow, he's right.
What is that? Is that from one of the roasts?
That was from a story we did in the effing news.
Oh, yes, where she was vacationing.
Yeah, she was throwing her... This is before Star Jones got married. This is when she went on her bachelorette party in the Caribbean or something.
Right, she went to the Caribbean and we were joking about her swimming.
Right. Why don't you play that clip? Because you did the production for that, right?
I don't have the clip.
Oh, you didn't set that clip
up. Set it up, bro.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I don't know when that freaking show was, dude. You know how long ago that was?
That was a long time.
That was a long time ago.
Sure, I know.
Yeah, we were joking about, you know...
That's not last year, is it?
Wait a minute. That show, was before Doug, you started listening.
Perna. That was with Doug and Nikki DeBone.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When did Star Jones get married?
Long time ago. Yeah. She got married like November of 2003. Dude,
really?
Because we were joking about how like she was putting on suntan lotion with a paint roller.
That's funny.
And, we were killing her about how there was like a Japanese whaling ship following her around. and somebody yelled out, "Star Jones off the port bow,
hook line that bitch."
Are you sending him like old CDs or shows?
No, man. The guy he's got a crazy memory.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but has he been listening that long?
Yeah, I don't think he's been listening. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't play that in the best of. Well, I can tell you that much.
Right. At some point in time, did you play that in the best of?
No.
Is Fagnut Stalker Connie?
No, Fagnut is a great listener, man.
I don't know. Is it in the vault?
No.
Well, maybe we should put it in the vault.
Was it fun?
I didn't even know if it was that funny.
Dude, it was. I guess it was funny. I mean, it's probably funnier now looking back on it, but...
All right, here we go. Here's more Fagnuts.
What's up, you loony motherfuckers? 10 o'clock in the fucking morning, and I'm on my way to a funeral. And I just want to rant how much I fucking hate my fucking ex-girlfriend. She's such a stupid fucking cuntbag. You guys don't understand. Oh, my God. It pisses me off so fucking bad. You got to ask Race Car Johnny. It drives me fucking nuts. This girl is such a fucking twat.
Cecil B. Twat.
Big time.
Cecil B. Twat.
Look at the fucking jelly. I'm sick of her goddamn shit. Always seeing other guys. Fucking douchebag. God damn it, that pisses me off. You got to turn here, bro.
Don't crash the car.
Alright, fuck this. I fucking hate that stupid bitch. I can't believe I'm fucking doing it.
I'm
doing it.
Alright. He's on his way to a funeral.
Right.
Talking about his girlfriend, how she's a cunt.
Nice.
That's great. That's
fantastic.
Hey, Fagnuts, I hear you. I hear you, Fagnuts. Me and you.
God.
I
wonder whose funeral he was going to.
I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, my ex-girlfriend's.
And finally, Fagnuts, everybody.
What's up, you fucking lunatic bastards? This is Fagnuts. I'm about to do my own little song thing here. I want you fuckers to guess what it is. It's a piece of cake, though. Just for starters, we gotta go back to the minors. Remember that. Always gotta start off at the minors. Gotta bang a fucking couch or bang a fucking fat chick. So
referencing another bit on the
Florentine
show. The Florentine bit.
Here it goes with the song. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Can you hear it?
I know this song.
You don't miss out how much you're passing. You're missing the Ruda of the fucking Buddha. The Ruda of the fuck up files that get wicked. So come on.
Cypress starts to kick it.
Cause we're like the outlaws riding. Fuckers are hiding. Jump behind the bush when they see me driving
by.
Hanging out my window and my magnification.
Saputos.
I'm just another local kid. From the freaking base of my vocal. Here is something you can't understand. How I can just kill me. Magnus out.
Well, it's good, man.
Yeah. He ruined his own game, though. He's like, you gotta guess the song, but he sung the whole thing pretty much.
Yeah,
he gave the hook. Right.
Listen, Fagnuts is starting to be like one of the better, you know, drunk callers.
Yeah.
Like he's putting some thought into it and
I tell you what, you know what Fagnuts was doing? He's doing the cover.
Yes, of that song. Yeah, that was the Rage Against the
Machine. Somehow he got the Rage Against the Machine karaoke.
This is the original.
Oh,
yes. Bringing it back, baby, to 94 on your hip hop station, everybody. Blazing hip hop and R&B. It's going out to my boy Tyrone out in Brooklyn, holding it down for the brothers.
Hey, don't miss out on what you're passing. You're missing the Buddha. I'm the funky Buddha. I know that I'm your fucked up styles that get wicked. So come on.
force and cypress starts to kick in.
Everybody's bobbing their heads.
Jump behind the bush when it see me
driving by.
Hanging out the window with my Magnum taking out some putos. Acting kind of local. I'm just another local kid from the street getting paid for my vocal. Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Word them up. Cypress Hill, 94.
Don't
know. That's
93.
That's from the first album.
Yeah, that's way back. Maybe even 92.
You know when I always said nothing gets better than Wu-Tang? These guys are right on the same freaking line, man. Cypress Hill.
That's good stuff, man.
These guys can give the Wu-Tang a run for their money, I think.
To run the interference.
This is like the West Coast Wu-Tang. What do you think? Anybody? Anybody going with me on that one? West Coast Wu-Tang?
Are you sure they're from the West
Coast?
They're
not from the West Coast.
I think they're from...
Oh, yeah.
No.
Aren't they from Inglewood?
No, Cypress Hill's in Queens, man. Not Queens, in Brooklyn.
No.
There's a Cypress Hill in Brooklyn guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're from West, no.
Look up the bio, Cypress Hill. Come on, we have to correct this.
Dude, because that's...
I'm almost positive from, like, Inglewood, California.
I mean, they might be, but Cypress Hill... There's a Cypress Hill in Brooklyn.
There's a lot of shit in Brooklyn. Where is Cypress Hill from?
South Central
LA.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, you're right. South Central LA.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I thought it, yeah.
Well, because this isn't like West Coast music. Like, this is, if that's the case, that's West Coast, they're from the West Coast, but that is an East Coast hip hop song. Because that, at the time when this came out, this was not how the West Coast sounded.
No.
This is a total East Coast song.
Yeah, they had that, like, yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg's a good rapper and stuff, right. But come on, he ain't no Cypress Hill. You know what I mean? He had that, like, faggoty, like, you know, pimp crap. Everybody's a pimp. I hate that shit. Screw the pimps, man. You get the hoodie and the gun, and you sing about it.
They just played New York.
What happened to rap?
And if you ain't down with it,
bullshit. Say some punk trying to take you for your model. But you go to one time to play the role model. No, I think you play like a thug. Next year this time I'm a Magnum slug. Man, coming at ya. There it is.
Don't know I had to get you.
All right, enough. Enough of the Cypress Hill. So I was fag nuts, everybody.
You know what I remember about Cypress Hill? When Fat Kev had his Jeep. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was the only tape he had in the truck, in the Jeep, was Cypress Hill.
Oh, right.
And of course, in the Jeep, you can't hear anything in the Jeep.
Everybody was pumping that stuff back in the day.
But you can't hear anything, so it was Fat Kev playing Cypress Hill with the radio turned up to like 12.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hear anything but distortion.
Fat Kev loves the Cypress Hill.
I gave Fat Kev a drunk call, too.
Did you?
I returned the favor because he keeps on calling me every time.
Return the favor.
Yeah, and the big bachelor party I went to. Yesterday, I didn't get off my couch. The daily functions for yesterday were all conducted from the couch. I was watching the Giant game and pretty much nothing else.
That was it. That was your day.
That was my day. Too many beers, man. I'm glad
I'm
not alcoholic.
Don't you get the feeling Kieran has a lot of those days?
Did you have the chicken fingers nearby? Get those going?
No.
We're like, the only reason he even gets off the couch is to go down to Phil's and get some chicken fingers. And then he doesn't even stay to eat them. He brings them back home. Back to the couch.
And when you say your whole day is filled with beers, are we talking like three?
No, I know. I had a lot of beers on Saturday.
Four. He's talking like six over the span of like 12 hours.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
that's heavy drinking for Kieran.
Don't play hate. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Hate the game, yeah.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game. So what did we find out already on the show? We found out that Ron's going on a big blind date.
Yo,
Rocket can't do production.
Oh,
and Miss Bunny dicked us.
Sorry, I gotta smoke another cigarette.
Well, you sure you got the right time?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, because remember we're doing this whole East Coast West Coast thing. We screwed up this the last time.
I conducted a conference call with the. With the booking girl, she said 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Wow.
Thank you.
Because remember last time with Darren Carter, the party starter?
Let's call that girl.
Miss Bunny?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, not call her.
Oh, Jenny?
Call the blowjob girl.
Did you get Jenny on?
Not on Skype.
Oh.
Hello?
Jenny.
Yeah.
It's Kieran.
Hi, why are you calling me now?
Because we got dicked on a guest. What up with that?
Who?
I don't know. The bunny girl. She never called us.
She never called?
No. So we got to call you and bitch.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
No,
don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry. We don't care.
Just blame Karen.
I care.
We do.
Karen blew it. God, why do you chase all the hot bitches away, Karen?
What did I blow?
He's kryptonite for chicks.
Talking to Jenny Blowjob. Jenny, we're actually on the air right now.
I know. I don't care.
All right.
I had something funny, though, to do when I called in.
What were you going to do when you called in?
I was going to rub one off.
Oh, dude. Can you do it now?
Wait a minute.
I had a vibrator all ready to go.
Man.
I didn't have my cocktail yet, though. I'm in my car driving home, rushing to get out.
All right, Jenny, when you get home, you call us back.
Wait a minute. Jenny, can I talk to you real quick? Do you remember the last phone conversation we had?
Yes.
You were talking about anal beads?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to confess, I had like a chubby while you were telling me that story.
Did you? So did I, if I had a dick.
Nice.
If I had a...
I got off the phone and I was like, Kieran, I was talking to Jenny. She was telling me about anal beads. I had a chubby.
But it's true. You got to pull them out real slow and only when the girl's coming because it prolongs the orgasm.
See what I'm talking about?
That's great.
But you don't want them like huge, like blue rubber ball size.
Right,
you want like littler ones.
Of course. Of course.
See...
But in Kieran's case, he might like him like the size of like a dodgeball.
Well, Jenny. All right. Enough of the gay references. Anyway, call her back or if you can, email her or something and tell her she has to give me a BJ in order to come back on the show.
What I'm just going to write her back and go, your pussy smells like dick.
Weird.
I'm going to go.
You can do that.
I'm going to hire yours. Out of skid on away, Tuna. I'm mad now.
There we go. Get her.
Sick her, Jenny. Jenny is a vicious looking person.
Daddy.
All right, later.
That's right, baby.
We love you.
Bye.
Love you long time.
We love you. Bye.
Jenny Blowjob, everybody. That's
incredible.
Our booking girl.
She's awesome.
She books us the guests, and when they don't appear, she gets mad, right?
No, when the guests don't call Lynn, she jerks off on the phone.
She's awesome.
Damn, I didn't know she was going to do the wacky bit. Now
that's great.
Well, we have something to look forward to, kids.
Look at you.
Jenny's going to dyke off on the air. Why do we have to get our employees to dyke off on the air?
That's awesome. Because she's the only girl employee that we have.
Right. How about that for starters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we had other girl employees, we'd get them to do weird stuff, too. Now, unfortunately, because it's you and Rocket, I certainly don't want to see you do anything
really
weird. It's bad enough I picked up your lube by accident the other day.
Oh, jeez.
The tub of lube that Kieran has floating around the room
so
here.
Nasty.
Oh, whatever, man.
You're so nasty.
And let's take a break. I got to do a break.
See?
He doesn't want to talk anymore.
No. We got to do a break. We've been on the freaking air for 64 minutes.
We haven't. Shut up.
Yes, we have. You want to see the freaking clock?
We can talk about your blind date all you want, but as soon as you start talking about Kieran's lube, forget it.
Gotta go to commercial.
It's over.
Gotta go to commercial. Enough with the picking on me. Christ, Ron. Jesus. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and do some more shit. All right, stick around.
It's lunaticradio.com.
I want to talk about this radio show. It's called Lunatic Radio. It's probably one of the best podcasts I've heard right now besides ours. It's called Lunatic Radio at lunaticradio.com. These guys are from New York, and it's such a comfortable and fun and easygoing show to listen to. Yeah. You will love this show. Lunaticradio.com. Check it out.
That's Lunatic with a U, not two O's.
Lunatic Radio.
Oh my god!
What happened? What happened?
Did you see the size of that?
Humiliating and degradating.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
Lunatic Radio. .com.
Yo, Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. I'm your host, Kim McCann. Alongside me today, everybody, full house, Ronnie Beans, and the CEO, crappy producer, Rocket.
Yo!
Word them up, everybody. Joining us on the line is comedian Kevin Brennan. World-famous comedian, wrote for SNL, appears on Conan, Letterman all the time. Kevin, how you doing, pal?
What's up, guys?
Yeah, there
Yo,
he is.
Yo, what up?
What up? Actually, I'm going to be on Conan next Tuesday, the 15th.
Yeah, we saw that. Do you like...
Yeah, it's on my website, yeah.
Do you like doing the TV appearances?
I mean, it's fun, but it's fun if it goes good. You know, it's like a date. Like, if you get laid, it's good, and then but if you don't, then it's like, oh, that sucks. You know? So, sometimes they don't, you know, sometimes the crowd's not that great, and then a lot of times they just take a lot of jokes away from you. Like, you can't, you do network, you can't say this, you can't say that, and, you know, they're always like, well, how about, isn't this offensive? And it's like, yeah. They're always like, well, can you do this? Like, what are you guys so afraid of, you know? Like, I remember I did a joke about midgets, and they were like, can you? I'm like, we can all take midgets. Come on now. Midgets are the easiest people to just fight. Come on, let's take them on.
Yeah, right.
So other than that, it's fantastic.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, you don't know. You want to do it because you got, you know, it's good for exposure and stuff. But if it doesn't go good, you just feel like a piece of shit. And actually, one time I did Conan. It didn't. This was like a bunch of years ago, but it didn't go well. And then you kind of waiting for it to come out. You know it wasn't good, but. But then you gotta wait for it to air like 7 hours later. So in the meantime, you want to fucking hang yourself, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, you're sitting
you're
home.
Just like, you know, there's bombs coming, but you don't know how bad it's gonna be. You just kind of sweating it out, and then you watch. You're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But it's just weird. So that's another thing where you like if it's coming out in like a week or. Like, I did an HBO special, and that doesn't come out for, like, 3 months. And
yeah.
I mean, that went well, so I didn't really have to worry about it, but you still worry because you don't know how it's going to, you know, you don't edit it, so they just kind of put it out, and then you're still like, man, I thought it was better than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, so that's what I thought when I saw it. I go, I thought I did better than that.
So you'll be on Conan on the 15th, is that right?
Yep.
Right on
yes.
There? That's
yes.
Cool. And we also caught you on Everybody, if you don't know, he's... Kevin Brennan's done a HBO comedy, half-hour comedy special. We all caught that. I think everybody on the show has seen that, right?
Sure. Hell yeah.
Good stuff. I love the way you deliver jokes, because it seems like when you deliver them, you don't really care if people laugh or not. And that's like, in some way, that's like funny.
That's weird if people say that, because obviously I do care.
But it seems like in your delivery, I really don't know what I mean now.
Right.
No, but that's a common thing that people say. Like, people say that. Like, even other comedians are like, they said it to me, go, yeah, I like your style, because it seems like you don't care if they laugh. And it's like, I don't know why. I mean, I guess that's a common enough comment, so... I mean, it makes sense, but I don't even know what you mean, really.
Yeah, I know.
You never do.
Halfway through that, I was like, I don't think I know what I mean right now.
Yeah, welcome to our world.
What do you mean? Like, I'm not, it looks like I'm not trying? Or
No, it looks like it looks like you're trying, but it's just like, you know, if the people don't freaking laugh, who cares, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I mean, I don't want to, like, if I was a salesman, I think I'd be like, hey, you want this? No, hey, that's cool, or go fuck yourself.
You know what's funny, Kevin? When I just said that whole little spiel and made no sense, the two other guys in the studios backed away from the microphone.
It's all yours, buddy.
Yeah, they're like, you're
over.
Digging yourself your own hole, pal. I'm not in this one.
No, I mean, I can't really get mad at you because, I mean, I've heard it before. I kind of know what you mean, but it just seems weird to me because when I'm up there, I feel like I'm, you know, trying, but it's kind of my style, I guess, to just like, I mean, I don't come at them like Robin Williams does, or like, even like kind of down their throat,
right?
Know, like,
it's
like
very casual.
Yeah. So anyway, no, I'm not offended at all.
It wasn't meant as an insult at all. I was just, I dig myself a hole a lot.
Yeah, Kieran, in his very weird way, was trying to throw you a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm half retarded.
Yeah, like saying, you know, you're good looking for an ugly guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, speaking of retarded guys, you know, that's my new thing. My new thing is I wish I was retarded, you know, because like I saw a girl the other day, she was so hot. You know, you see these girls that like they have these perfect, you're working around New York City, they have these perfect bodies.
Oh, sure.
You just want to like, you know, like a lot of guys want to talk to them, but like my instincts are just to like grab them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like, just like, because I don't want to talk to them, I just want to touch them.
Right, just be like, what is it like to put your hands on that body?
Yeah, know? I just want to touch them. I don't want to have, like, buy them any lattes or anything. I just want to touch them and feel them up and, like, dry hump them for a little.
That's amazing. I got that same feeling, too.
Yeah.
But you can't do it because, no. But again,
why not?
If you're retarded, why? You can. I mean, if you're retarded, you can do anything you fucking want.
That's right.
You sneak up behind a girl and you just grab her. She turns around. And she's like, "What the?" And you're like, "I like ice cream."
She notices.
Totally off the hook. Then she's like, "Oh, you're retarded." You're like, "Yeah, I'm retarded."
Oh man, see.
No, anyway, retards
have their perks. Is what you're saying?
A lot of retards don't. No, I feel sorry for retarded people, but. You know, but then again, just like sometimes, like the power of the like female body just is overwhelming. You know,
it makes you retarded.
You can't think of anything else to do. Like you can't. You're like, I don't want to. You know, I just want to fucking touch that. You know.
You're right. The poontang is an extreme power.
Yeah,
the power of the poontang.
It's got me thinking. I wish I was retarded. Like,
it does that a lot. I just went to a titty bar on Saturday night, and the poontang, some dive bar in Belmore, I think, which is a
Showtime Cafe.
Yeah, Billy Dean Showtime.
Holy crap! You went there? Hole in the wall.
Billy Dean Showtime Cafe, Rocket, and it's a piece of crap, but they have naked broads, and it's nice. And I felt like a retard.
Yeah, the girls were nice though.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice at all the bars. Yeah,
nice and ugly.
But you know, like when they're in like if you know fluorescent light or what is this light we have here? The
black light.
Black light. You know they have the black lights that make them look good, but sure. When they're in regular daylight, you know they got the skid marks and crap on them.
Sure.
The black light is like
the cesarean section.
Yeah, the black light is like
fake eye.
Is like a fake thing, you know, because it makes them look good. Sure. You go in there, you look all tan.
Right.
But they got boobies, and I felt like a retard, and I was looking at them. For like 2 hours.
It's great.
Dude, how bad is it when like you're like, yeah, I went to a titty bar and they had boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Good like job.
You need to set your standards a little higher there, guy.
No. They have boobies. But that's why we like them. Yeah. Now, I like the strip clubs in Queens because those girls are, girls will like, they'll do stuff for you.
Are they all Russian?
Yeah, the one, there's one in Queens Gallagher's. They have it's not as good anymore, but they had a lot of Russian girls that were so hot. They were ridiculous. And I wasn't dumb enough to say, like, what are you doing here? But I was thinking it. Like, what are you doing? Well, they were like,
yeah.
They were like perfect. And plus, they're such whores, you know, that they'll like you, like, touch them. Like, what? The first time I went there, I was all drunk. So I just grabbed the girls, like, I grabbed their tits, like, pretend. Like, I was almost like pretending I was retarded, but I was drunk. So I just, like, grabbed her tits, and then she didn't care.
It's great.
And then I was like, this is fucking fantastic. Then I went the next time I was sober and I grabbed her tits again. She didn't give a shit.
Oh.
But then the last time I went, I saw a guy grab somebody else's tits, and the girls aren't as good looking anymore. But he grabbed some other girl's tits, and then the bouncer came over.
Oh.
Maybe it was his girlfriend, but I don't know. But so
I love freaking titty bars. I love titty bars, and then I hate them the next day. You know what it is?
It's like
that love-hate relationship.
Sure.
You have a great time there for a couple hours, and it's like a week of freaking just kicking yourself in the head.
Yeah, but I like when women or your girlfriends are like, what do you go to titty bars for when you can see me naked? It's like, wow, you don't get it at all, do you? Or the women are like, wait, they're whores. Like, they're naked. It's like, why don't you get naked? I'd be much more interested in talking to you. They're fucking Women are either stupid or they act like they just don't get it, you know?
Yeah, the girls at the titty bars are dialed up every time you go there. They're in a nice little nice dress and whatever, sure. And they're dancing on a pole. Usually,
well,
your girls...
They're naked! They're naked! Yeah.
Right, they're naked.
And they're happy to see you.
Right.
They'll fucking be nice to you for a dollar.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is with them Russian girls? They're used to being, like, sent to Siberia to some gulag if they make too much noise.
I know.
So they're like...
I know that.
Yeah.
I try to never go to a strip club where there's just white girls there, because it's just...
Right.
Like, American girls. Because it's just... They act like they're better than this place, and it's like, you're here, so just fucking deal with it, you know? So I'd rather just get a girl of, like, from anywhere.
Right.
You know, because then she'll grind your dick. She'll do whatever she has to, you know.
Right. She's happy that you're giving her 20 and not a shiner.
Exactly. You're not going to ship her back somewhere.
FedEx style. Kev, it says on your website you're working on a sitcom with NBC.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know how that goes. That doesn't mean nothing. That's just my bio talking.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, yeah, I am doing it, but that doesn't mean nothing. I mean, if it goes, if something happens, that'd be good. But you know, you don't really plan on it. I don't even think about it until somebody brings it up, and I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. That's on the website.
Yeah, like, oh, that's right. I'm a sitcom.
You also
but,
did.
I mean, if you get, but a lot of guys get sitcoms, and a lot of times they don't go anywhere.
They're just pilots, but you make money off the pilots, right? People make money off the pilots.
Yeah, they pay you, but you know, you don't really get rich until you get a show on the air, you know.
You also wrote for SNL back in, what, 2000?
Yeah, 1999, 2000.
How was that, writing for that show? Is that, like, stressful? Or is it, like, a good time?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, you know, compared to what? I mean, I don't have anything really good to say about it. Like, I liked working there on Saturdays when they did the show, because that was fun doing the show.
Yeah.
But the process of the show is I don't even know how to say it. It's like... First of all, like, I watch the show now, it's like for kids, you know, it's not even for like grown-ups.
Right.
And so, but a lot of times the show, like, people say it's like, you know, it has such a bad reputation for, like, you know, like, just for a lot of things. And I'm sure most of them are, like, for good reason. But, I mean, all I've experienced was that it is weird. It is weird as far as, like, how shit, like, gets on the air and how you survive there. Like, I didn't really survive there. You know, like, I got fired, so I don't really have anything great to say, but it's weird. It's like, if you can survive there, like, if you can figure out a way to survive, like, a lot of guys survive when they have no talent, especially a lot of writers.
Yeah.
They survive, and they have no talent, but they survive, and then they end up becoming, like, a producer or whatever, executive producer on the show, and they're not even funny, but it's like, they learn how to survive, and there's cast members that survive, you know, something like Tim Meadows survived because he was black, and they always need, like, black guys, you know what I mean? Or they need, like, a fat guy.
Token black.
They need a girl. But, I mean, but you can survive there, and if you learn how to survive there, it's just, I don't know, I mean, you can make a lot of money, and it's just, but a lot of times, you know, the most talented people, I'm not saying I'm talented, but I'm saying the most talented people don't usually end up, like, some of them do, but some of them don't. But it's like literally playing Survivor, except with a network television. So it's some of the people be like, "How's this guy still on the fucking island?" You know?
Yeah, I think it was a stressful time for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not like really stressful, but it's stressful in like a it's like stressful the way high school's stressful. You're kind of like, wait, what the... Am I cool?
Right.
You never kind of know what your status is.
Right. You think you're cool until you get pantsed in front of the, you know, the pep rally.
Yeah, exactly. Or when you're like, when it's like going to be prom, like the proms are coming up, you're like, wait, who am I going with?
Yeah, no one's asked me yet.
Yeah, what the fuck happened? I thought I had some shit going on. And then some fat girl. Cut to you driving some fat girl to the prom. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with fat girls. We all know that.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Have you been there? Who? Raise your hand if you've been there.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah, all right. Really. All right. Everybody's been there? Kev, you been there?
Oh, my God, yeah. I remember I was with this... I visited my friends in college. I went to school in Maryland, and I went to... And I hooked up with some girl, and I thought... I didn't... You know, because, you know, you're kind of drunk and stuff, and...
Of course.
My friends the next day were like, man, she's a real hog, isn't she? And I'm like, is she? I didn't even know. Like, I thought she was all right. And then she showed up in the cafeteria, and I still thought she was all right. So sometimes sometimes you just have different standards for yourself. You're like, she's fine. She's not fat or... And looking back, you might be like, she was a little something. But anyway, if a girl's going to fuck you, that's good, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah. That's great, you know?
Because with her boobies and stuff.
Yeah. I always have a theory that any girl looks good with your dick in her mouth.
Exactly. There's no ugly girls when she's sucking your dick.
Nope.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I always like to get a take on the guests, what they think about this, since we're talking about banging chicks. Karen McCann, he's running on year.
Oh, man, why you gotta bring this fucking shit?
Because I think it's great just to hear what, people, suggestions are for you and things like that, and just, their immediate reaction to it, first of all.
Yeah, Karen hasn't gotten laid in 8 years.
For real?
Yeah.
There it is. There's the first reaction.
Motherfucker.
Are you serious?
He's being definitely serious, yeah.
8 years.
Why 8 years?
It's not like I'm deformed or anything. I don't know.
He's shy.
I don't know, really.
He likes chicken fingers and fries every night.
I'm not shy. I'm just, I'm just fucking bad.
He's kryptonite when it comes to chicks.
Yeah, that's it, Kev.
Are you like the 40-year-old virgin or something different?
No. I peaked like in college, and then it just went downhill after that. Anything?
I don't know what to say. If I could, I could make more sense of it.
You know, it's a weird question to ask of another dude. You know,
well,
like
all right, I'll try to explain it like this.
Go ahead.
He should be able to get laid. He just doesn't because he's the guy who says like the worst thing at the worst time.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, are you a whore?
If I didn't do stand up, I don't know if I'd get laid. I swear to God, because I hate to. It's just, it's so much begging involved with getting
right.
laid, you know?
See, that's my thing. I don't like the beg. Like Kev just said like a half hour ago, I want to be the retard on the street just touching girls. That's all I want to do. I don't want to have to go through the, like, how you doing part.
But you're not even doing that part. Just touch them. Fuck.
Well, I don't want to get arrested, asshole.
I'm fucking arrested.
Oh, man.
Who cares?
See what I have to deal with, Kev?
You can't get any action from your radio?
Actually,
yeah,
he could,
but they, because it's internet radio, they all live like thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to FedEx them your pussy.
See, that's the other thing. He's broke, so he can't fly out there.
Yeah.
I'm shit out of luck.
I don't know. That's a good one, though. I don't know. But like I said, if I didn't, I couldn't get laid really before I did comedy. And if I wasn't doing comedy, I don't know, because women are weird. They see you on stage and they just. They have, like, a different attitude towards you. Like, they think they're, like... They don't think you're, like, special, but they just think you're, like, different,
Yeah, right. You're the guy on the stage. You're, like, the prize every time you go up on stage.
Well, it's not even that. They just... It's just, like... At least it separates you from the pack to some degree,
Right.
But, like, even if you don't have any skills, they're like, well, you can talk in public. So they think that's something, And if you get a couple of laughs, they're like... Hey, he's funny. I'll let him stick his dick into my dirty hole.
Yeah, like Dane Cook was saying. Dane Cook was saying he was on the show, and he was like, girls like a dude that's just funny.
Right.
Too bad Dane's like a freaking, banging every chick.
Right, now.
Sees.
Yeah, so him to say.
Yeah, so that's true. I mean, girls kind of almost need an excuse to fuck you. So if you're, like, funny, they'll be like, all right, I'll fuck this guy. He's funny, but... But I'm telling you, I don't know what I would do because I ain't got no rap. Even my girlfriend now, she goes, you're kind of funny. She goes, you're kind of cute because you don't have any rap. And I'm like, oh, whatever. But
that's like a backwards insult, really.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, that's your rap that you don't have rap. I go, shut up. It's just so lame. I know what she's saying. She's like, if it wasn't for like comedy, you'd be fucking whacking off every night. And that's fine. I don't care. Like, to me, I mean, I get so sick of dealing with, like, all bullshit. And, like, I see people hanging out in bars and stuff. I'm like, I don't even know how they do it. To me, I'd rather just go to, like, strip clubs and then go to casinos and play poker. Like, I like to deal with people, but on, like, a professional level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I like to deal with people, like, if they're dancing naked in front of me or if I'm sitting around playing cards with them. But as far as going home for Thanksgiving, I'm not so keen on that.
Yeah, see? I know what you're talking about, man. I swear to God. I'm the same type of way. I just don't have the career.
So
I gotta get the fucking career
radio
first.
Into something.
Yeah, I need.
You'll get. I mean, if you have a radio thing, I gotta assume that's gonna get you something.
All right. Well,
but 8 years. That's you think you get laid by accident once in a while.
Yeah. Well, that's he almost did, but he once again screwed that up too. We went to Vegas. We took a trip to Vegas, and we were in the VIP room at Taboo in the MGM Grand. And we ran into a couple of girls who were having their 21st birthday party, right? So you're thinking, you know, target-rich environment. Well, one of the girls was into him, and he couldn't stop asking her if she was a prostitute. So finally, she got pissed off and left.
Yeah, see?
And then I had her girlfriend, too. Yeah, and then I pissed her off, too.
Yeah, so that's just what he does. That's his thing.
I shoot myself in the ass, Kev. And that's just the way it goes.
That's all right, though.
Or he'll get himself thrown out of a club, and they won't let him back in.
But that girl wasn't going to fuck you anyway. Yeah. Vegas, they act like they're going to fuck you, and then they don't fuck you. They like the attention. You know, they like to dress like whores.
Yeah.
And get a lot of attention, and then not fuck you. You know, they it's just like a. I think if you really want to get laid in. Like, I did a show one time, and I was on Vegas, and then I was hanging out with my friends at one of the casinos, and then I was walking through the casino, and I thought, and this woman came, and she smiled at me, so I thought, like, she saw my show, right?
Yeah.
And then we're talking, and then she's like, how are you doing? I realized she hadn't seen my show, and I go, but she's still being nice. I go, well, I go, this is like a business thing, right? And she goes, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I got laid, you know.
Nice. Got to check the ATM account the next day, but...
Yeah, but sometimes that'll get you off the snide a little bit like that, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Once you feel the winning streak, you can roll with it.
That's right. It's like getting that CNI single, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You pay for one, and you're like, hey, that was kind of fun. Maybe I'll try that again.
Well, Kev, you'll be at the Comedy Cellar all week, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be... where am I going to be? This week I'll be at Dangerfield and the Comedy Cellar. And then next week I'll be in... Actually, next week I'll be in Vegas next weekend. HBO's having a comedy festival out there, like the 18th and 19th. I'll be out there for that.
And then you'll be on Conan O'Brien, everybody, on NBC on the 15th.
Yeah.
That should be cool.
My website's ComedianKevinBrennan.com.
ComedianKevinBrennan.com. We'll get that on the website this week. And, Kev, I appreciate it.
To you guys.
What's that?
I said link me up if you can.
Oh, yeah, we will. Totally, man. I appreciate
it. Good luck getting laid, seriously.
I know, man.
Don't give up hope, my man.
Oh, hey, you know, if he does get laid, it's going to be all over our website that, you know, he's finally gotten laid.
Oh, no, then I'll just shoot myself in a
picture of the show a picture of the girl.
I will if she's, you know, good enough.
No, either way, come on. Couple of laughs.
All right.
That's great.
The one that has sacrificed herself.
Exactly. All right, you guys, thanks a lot for having me on.
I appreciate it, Kev. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Kevin Brennan on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
You think he's going to mention us on Conan? throw a little shout out to us?
Yeah, that'd be great, right?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, no, that was funny. That was a good interview.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He's a good, funny guy.
I like
guy.
That. Kieran, like, the first thing, he's like, you tell jokes like you don't care if anybody's going to laugh. Like, he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You know what?
I was saying that.
I had that so, like, before the interview, I had that so planned out in my head, and it just came out like a bag of hammers.
That was horrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It came out like a bag of hammers. Like, I never even thought.
That's the thing that if it's going to be, he's going to be like, it was to Conan O'Brien. I did this show, and the guy was like, you don't even care if people laugh. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Of course I care. What the hell is that?
It's funny how we kind of knew what I meant, though, because I had no idea what I meant. Anyway.
And you're right. Me and Rocket were like, whoa.
Log on to ComedianKevinBrennan.com. There's not much on his site. And he will admit to that, but there is a he's got a calendar of all his events. Kevin Brennan is funny guy, dude. Well, funny guy.
Rocket, you should ask him if he wants you to do his website.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah,
why not?
Send him an email.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Word him up.
All right.
And with that,
cool.
We'll,
cool. Yeah. Word up.
And with that, we'll take a break and come back with Jenny Blowjob, and we got a bunch of other stuff still to do on the show. So stick around, everybody.
Big show.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Come.
Hi, this is Foss from England.
Shut up, you American. You always talk, you Americans.
And you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner. Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends and she has, like, right, low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
It's Lunatic Radio.
What's up? It's fucking Dot Dev. Dot Dev loves fucking vagina.
.com. Nice.
Word them up, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Comedian Kevin Brennan kicked ass. ComedianKevinBrennan.com is his website. Go on it. Log on it. Check out where he's going to be because the guy's a funny dude.
Hell yeah. Maybe he'll give us a shout
Conan out. O'Brien on the 15th, everybody.
We should send him a shirt to wear on the show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wearing them up on the line with us is our...
speaking of vagina.
Yeah. Speaking of vagina is our booking girl, Jenny Blowjob. Jenny, what's up?
Wow. What do you got there, a lightsaber?
A vibrator. A big silver one.
Jenny, woo! Jenny, do the vibrator again. We can't hear it. Go ahead.
Okay, listen.
Wow.
That's a fucking weed whacker, man.
Nice! That's awesome. That's like Yoda.
It's a silver bullet.
You sure you're not gonna cut off a leg with that thing?
Silver bullet.
Silver bullet.
You'd like it, Karen.
Nice.
No, I wouldn't. You're the homo.
So,
Switch around.
How big is it?
It's about 7 inches.
7 inches. Wow, nice.
Maybe 8. It's just a regular round one. I don't like them when they look like a cock.
Okay.
Kind of bothers me.
Neither do I.
So Jenny has a big wacky bit she's going to do on the show for us?
No.
Oh.
No.
No?
No.
I'm a tease.
Nice. Really? You're not going to do it?
You want me to masturbate right on air?
Yes.
Well, we'll just shut up and you can do whatever you do.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, ready? We're going to shut up.
Wait, real quick.
No, Rock, why you got to ruin it?
Yeah.
Real quick, just setting her up.
I want you to be quiet. I thought this was
Thank
a
you.
Foursome.
See?
Yeah, we'll comment as you do what you do.
We'll call a commentary.
Yeah.
As you do what you do, we'll comment, but we'll be silent for a couple minutes.
I don't think you can hear it because the mic doesn't go down to my pussy.
Well, stand on the dresser.
Do something.
Okay, stand on the dresser?
Yeah, get up and stand up on the dresser.
That's awesome.
Okay, listen. Wait.
That's hardcore.
All right, Jenny Blowjob is standing up
on
her...
Can you
hear that? Yeah. We can hear that. That's cool, man.
I'm really going to put it on my pussy. Listen. I'll put the mic down. Listen. Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. Can you get the mic any closer?
I don't know. Probably not.
I have a crank, dude. I can't get it down any louder.
Wow.
Hold on.
Wow.
She's cutting down a tree.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a tree to fall over.
Yeah, that one hurt my teeth.
It does sound loud, though, doesn't it? It has new batteries, though.
Nice.
Jen, were you smoking a little before?
Fuck no, I've been drinking.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a giant lemon drop about the size of...
A big gulp?
Something, yeah.
Are you naked? Much.
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? I'm not wearing any underwear, but I have
a muumuu,
like sleep shirt things,
right?
Like button up in the front. It's pink with black pinstripes.
All right, take it off.
Is this a naked show?
Yes.
Ron's naked
Where's
right
the
now.
Vicious Vixens. I love how you and Rocket took Beanstalk in unison. Yes. No. Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Chick, you know, masturbating.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Talk.
All right, Jenny, where are we at with the festivities here?
She's taking her shirt off.
I took my shirt off.
Nice.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to come on the air?
Yes.
I don't know.
No.
Whatever happens.
Yes. Why not?
There has to be some mystery.
Oh, stop it. What mystery? We can't see it, so there's the mystery.
Jenny, this is what we'll do. We'll give you the platform, right? We'll give you the platform that is the show. We'll shut up, and you can do what you got to do.
What did you just say? The platform? You know what?
Just, I am not masturbating on the air for you guys.
Can't you fake it?
No, sure. I'll fake it. That
That's
sucks.
Hard. I'll just think of Rocket.
Yes! No, my girl! Yeah. My girl!
Come on, Jenny.
Actually, I'd probably have to think of Karen more.
Nice. Thank you.
Well,
snow ass.
You know what I mean? You just put the vibrator near the phone, let it so we can hear that, and then you just pretend. And
no, that's not. No, I don't want that.
We're not going to know the difference.
Karen doesn't want it.
Well, now that we just mentioned the whole layout there, we are going to know.
Listen, I'm not going to. I mean, if she's faking it or not, I'm still going to have the image in my head like she's really doing it.
Yeah.
It's phone sex.
That's right.
Let's go. And then you have to smell the vibrator.
All right, Jenny.
How about if I suck it?
Naughty.
How about if I suck it? I know what my pussy tastes like.
Yeah.
All right. What does that sound like? Let's hear that. Can you turn it on, then put it in your mouth?
That'd be funny. That's going to hurt.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Makes my teeth rattle.
Yeah. It's like brushing your teeth with like an Oral-B.
What if I know a girl that chipped her tooth, though, once with one?
Is it like a big metal one?
Yeah, it's metal. It's called the silver bullet.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Rocket say that before?
Yes. She said it already before.
Really? They're nice. They're like the perfect size and shape. Wow. And they're quick, too. Although a shower head's pretty good, too.
Real shower.
Did you mention if it was big? Because I missed that.
Yeah, it's about probably about a little bigger than you, Karen. You'd probably feel threatened.
Okay, cool.
You mean a little bigger than him, period. You know,
probably.
Like floor to the ceiling.
We should take, I should send it to you guys. You should take a picture with him standing next to it. It's probably going to, like, overpower him.
So Jenny Blowjob is our booking department girl. She's at home with a vibrator.
Naked.
Drinking wine or drinking a lemon drop?
Vodka and lemonade.
Right.
Okay.
And she's naked.
She's naked.
I'm naked.
This is our booking department.
And my nipples.
This is when you need to call somebody and try to book them on the show.
Wow. And her nipples are pierced. Did you hear that?
Really?
Yeah.
They both are. I thought I told you guys that a long time ago.
No.
Yeah, you might have told
them. Oh, wait. I think I've seen your boobies.
See, now this is the kind of shit that Kieran leaves out. Right. You know, like, he'll have a conversation with you, and afterwards you'll be like, hey, what happened? I'll be like, oh, I talked to Jen. What happened? Nothing.
It's kind of like his sex life.
Yeah, he's like, nothing. And I'm like, you know, we just talked about stuff.
I'm going to go lay on the couch. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, dude, I was talking to Jenny, and she's got both of her nipples pierced, and she talked about anal beads.
Yeah, because it's nothing, man.
Yeah, nothing.
Anal beads are rad. I want to get some more.
You're going to act like you've been there, Ron. Even though I have.
I want to get you some anal beads, Jenny.
Oh, God, I want some. But not the great big fisters.
No, I understand.
The fisters!
I understand.
Haven't you guys... You guys have been in a sex shop and seen that. The fist?
Yeah, they're like baseballs on a string.
What in the hell? Or the fist? No,
Yeah.
It's a vibrator. It's a fucking... It's a fist.
Right. They call that the Italian salute.
That's so wrong. Actually, it was funny because I saw a couple lesbians checking it out going, remember when we got that? I'm all... Oh!
All right, Jenny, so what are you going to do for us on the show? Anything, or are we just going to let
know.
You go?
What do you want?
It doesn't matter.
Karen, you're really sexual tonight. Are you horny?
No.
Usually you're blushing when I talk like this.
He is.
Don't touch me there. That's my private area.
Oh, man.
I got my radio persona on.
Nice. I'm glad when you put that suit on. It makes me horny for you.
Oh, man.
Hey.
I would
kill cool.
you, though.
You would
actually,
kill me?
You'd kill me. You'd probably shoot me across the room onto the wall.
Right.
It's been so long.
Let me ask you something,
my
Jenny.
Irish power.
I'd be found drowned in cum.
Would
God.
You? Nice. Would you sleep with Karen at a sympathy, like pity?
Oh, shut up. Yes. Why is so Ron concerned about my sexual life?
Because
it's fucking weird.
Because
you're an enigma.
You're like a National Geographic episode.
Actually, I'd be kind of scared to blow Karen, though, because if he did come, I'd be found drowned.
But you have to realize that,
oh my
God. He rubs one out like 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
I really don't want to hear about my own fucking jizz on a national radio show.
It hasn't been stored up for 8 years.
His nads are like raisins.
Stink. Come on.
All right. Jenny, do the vibrator one more time.
Okay. In my pussy. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, let me stand up.
I'm going to let you go, though, because we got a bunch of shit to do.
Stand up.
Hey, listen.
Oh, listening.
Yeah. You can hear the computer microphone like scraping.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, because I had to lay it on my.
Yeah, I know. You got to do what you got to do.
So you can hear it.
Can we set up like a webcam for you?
Mm-mm. Just, I'm not a slut.
Just for us.
Can you take a pic of,
just
of
for
the silver bullet?
Yeah, I'll take a photo of
it. Yeah, stick it on the board.
Yeah, we want to see the silver bullet.
It'll be my icon.
Can you autograph it?
Can you autograph it?
Yeah.
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 We'll auction it off to our listeners.
Right. Yeah. To the Lunatic Radio guys.
Really use it and then autograph it so they can smell my pussy and be disgusted.
I tell you what, John from Orlando would probably pay $100 for that thing.
Yeah.
That would be so hot.
Lunatic Radio auctions.
Can you send it? Can you
John
send us
wins
a video?
Everyone.
Can we get a video?
There is video out there somewhere.
Really?
Really?
What?
God, yes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, don't mention that. Somebody's going to find it.
Don't even... No one will find it. It's well hidden unless my ex-boyfriend sold it.
Oh. You're one of those people.
But could you...
I so am because I know once I get, like, semi-something, they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, check this out.
Great.
I'm getting fucked from behind going, yeah!
I see future great bit for the show.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That is absolutely a true story. There is a video out there. There is a video of the guy fucking me from behind and turning around and looking in the camera going, you fucking see this shit? I'm not even kidding. Like, the first time I watched it, I went, oh my God. Why did you do that, Esau? Because that pussy's hot.
Oh my God. I have to see that now.
Wow.
I'm all, Mom, I got a movie.
Nice.
You know, you all know my mother from the board.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a possibility. She's like, oh, I got that tape.
Nice.
I'll sell it.
No, I would like a video, like for us here and, you know, the crew here.
Yeah.
We would like a video, just like a personal video that we would watch and nobody else. Because I'm like a Bogart with my porn. I don't let anybody touch it.
Me too.
Because it's like personal.
I know. Right. I like weird porn though.
Oh. Like what?
I just go through phases.
Like what? Give us a phase. Give us a weird phase.
What phase are you in now?
Oh, right now I've been watching a lot of domination stuff.
Mm.
Like Summer Cummings, but I don't like when they're like mean, like spitting in their face or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what's that guy? Max Hardcore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when he fucks so much because he like spits in their mouths. And it's like, you're a dirty fucking cunt, aren't you? It's like, what?
All right.
Well, yeah, I am, but do you have to point it out?
All right, Jenny, we got to let you go because we seriously do have a bunch of shit to do on the show, and I know Ron doesn't want to stay for the rest of the night.
What kind of bit are you going to do?
Dude, huh? Karen's so lame.
Yeah. I'm not so lame. I got other stuff I got to do.
This is like the most fun I've had, and I don't even know how long, and you're like, we got to go.
We got to go. It sucks.
That's why, because Karen gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm uncomfortable.
You are.
And now you know why he hasn't been late for 8 years.
Okay, if Karen took me out to the movies, I would have to rip the bottom out of the popcorn and put it on his lap to get him to do anything. Are you kidding?
Jenny, let's get with the vibrator. Let's get with the vibrator. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Let's get with the vibrator.
How he is?
Yeah. We're used to it.
That's just me. Gosh, I'd hate to be in bed with you, Karen. You'd be like, hurry up. Come on now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. I got something to do.
No, Karen would tell you to turn the lights out.
And he'd run into bed and jump in.
Yeah, he'd be like, don't look.
Nightgown.
Yeah. He'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Don't look.
No,
so I'm gonna put it in. Don't look at me.
He couldn't do that with a girl like me because I'd slap his ass as he got out of bed.
Oh,
he'd be like, "Don't look at my ass while I'm getting out of bed."
All right. What do you got, Jenny? What do you got going?
Put his nightcap on.
Yeah,
listen, baby. So,
what do we got?
Florentine's back on the show.
Yes, he is.
Announce that.
Look at that.
Good job,
Jim Florentine, the 21st.
He's coming back because he loves us.
How are we doing with that guy for next week?
Oh, Patrice O'Neill.
Yes.
I am not sure. His management needs to get back in touch with me.
Dude, that guy's funny as hell.
Greg Miller on.
Who?
Greg Miller. Nudicles.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. I was like, he ain't funny. Who's that?
Who?
You mean Dennis?
Dude, Patrice O'Neill is funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. His manager, he's actually making a movie, is my understanding.
Really?
Wow.
Right now.
Star
and
power.
Getting him is going to be rough because he's on set, so it's kind of a, it's touch and go.
And touch and go.
He might be calling me.
Okay.
All right.
The next couple days. So, seriously, no, I'm serious. That's what Jason told me.
Fine.
To firm stuff up. So
sounds good.
Hoping that it's going to come.
Yeah, as long as we get him on the show sometime.
Yeah.
And remember, our guest might be in January. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, let's keep that one silent, though.
I am. I'm not talking.
That's a big time dude, though.
I'm not dumb.
I know.
I got a nice pussy, though, Karen.
Word him up.
Yeah, that's how you talk to chicks.
So word him up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's hot talk right there.
A girl just tells you she has a nice pussy, and your comeback is word him up.
Yo, baby, you pussy like the Holiday Inn, yo.
What?
I don't know.
Jen.
Hey, everybody gets a booking.
Oh, man.
Jack, set him up, then knock him down.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I set him up, you knock him down.
You're horrible,
Karen.
Yeah,
knock him down so they leave and never come back.
Yeah, huh?
Word them up.
Any girls out there listening, MySpace hookers, whatever, please go to www.getkieranfuckdown.com.
This is going to be a billboard somewhere.
We don't have that, but lunaticradio.com is a nice substitute.
All right, Jenny, I got to go. I'm serious. I got shit to do on the show, and I don't want to bore the listeners.
Or pot and drinks. Oh,
okay.
That's great.
Hey, Jenny.
Karen, shut up.
Send us out.
What? Wait, hold. What did you say? Wait, you mentioned me?
I said I'm going to watch porn, masturbate, drink some more lemon drop, smoke a little weed, and picture Ronnie Beans laying next to me, rubbing his belly going, you like this whore?
Win!
Yeah, that's it. Listen, Jenny. I'm coming to Vegas in August. Mark it down.
I'll mark a lot more down than that.
Yeah, we're going to party.
All right.
I'd love to party you. We'll go to Cheetah's.
Yeah.
Get an ounce of Coke. Fucking a couple hookers. Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. We're down. Yeah. Me and you. We're going to forget it. It'll be over.
We'll go to Sherry's Ranch and see Christy Cream.
Right. She's on.
Yeah. I'll be buying you lap dances left and right.
Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take those bitches.
Oh, absolutely. Forget it. And listen, I don't know. Like, you know, I will blow some cake. You know what I'm saying? So,
see a girl make out with a stripper?
Oh, forget it. I will blow some cake. I will be throwing the gold card around like you wouldn't believe.
I'll be rubbing pussy and being told you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
All right, Jenny. Out. Jenny, one more vibrator thing before we go.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I got to take the mic off.
All right.
That was rad.
All right, Jenny.
Wow.
See you, Jenny?
A little head change.
Jeez.
That was nice.
Right.
A little twitching going on.
That's right.
Nice.
Is she even talking to us now? All right, Jenny, we'll see you later.
I think I need a cigarette after this.
All right. Bye bye.
Smoking after this.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Jenny. All right, yeah. All right. Jenny, blowjob.
She is great. I love her. I love her.
She's nuts, man. All right, let's do Colin's NFL picks because Colin's a guy who has a bet with me. If he goes below his NFL picks for the year, he's getting me a hooker from Craigslist.org. And here are his picks for this week, everybody.
Word them up.
Hey, lunatics. This is Colin Jr., and it's week 7 of the NFL hooker for Kieran's picks. After a sad 0-3 showing last week by yours truly, you've been picking against a sad San Francisco team. For the first time all season, I have fallen below 500. Before I go to my picks for the week, I got called out by Beans for picking easy games. First off, I have to say, there are no games with point spreads that are easy. Case in point, the 49ers last week. Second, if there are easy games, the chance of the betting is to win. To win, right? All right. So picking easy games sort of makes sense to me. Hey, guys, let me know when you guys play cards. We'll be playing Hold'em, and Beans will go all in yelling out 21. That's how sharp he is on betting. But I love a good challenge, so I accept the call out. And since Rocket called me out earlier in the season, I'll let them choose a week to pick three games. And on those three games, I'll make my picks according to the spread. All right, and since they called me out, I'm calling for a trifecta wager involving me going either 3-for-3 or 0-for-3. We'll figure out on the betting details, and we'll update you later on, sometime later on in the season. But now on to my picks, where every home team is an underdog. How's that for picking easy games? Every home team is an underdog. And with Green Bay seeming to pack in this season, it'd be easy to pick against them. But with Charlie Batch starting for the Steelers, and Brett Favre getting 6.5 home, you never bet against him, so taking the Packers. The Giants are playing good football for the Niners to not even be able to cover, so there's no way the Niners are beating two quality teams in back-to-back weeks, so the Giants will cover the 10.5. And a game that will be kicking off as production of the show starts, the toughest game of the week, no doubt, by far, the one everybody's been looking forward to ever since the end of the AFC Championship last season, was for the Patriots to cover the 3.5 points at home. The Colts' last-second field goal, hit or miss, won't make a difference in covering the spread. It's Colin Jr., I'm out for a week. Later.
All right. Was Colin?
Yeah.
And he picked the Packers, Giants, and Patriots. Now, Giants won.
But it was, all right, they won, yeah.
Packers, we don't know if they
Packers
won.
Lost. Packers lost 23-10 to the Steelers, I believe.
I would say. So he.
I don't know if
he's
covered.
1-1 there.
No, I don't know if he covered, though, on the Packers Steelers game. I don't know. And then the third game is going on right now, so he can't.
He picked the Patriots.
Well, right now they're losing 28-7, so I don't know.
He's going to lose.
The paper doesn't have what the Packers did. Late game.
Late game. You can look up on ESPN.com.
That was a late game?
Dude, this is the Post, man. Oh, come on.
The late game's 3.5.
Yeah, out of all the papers in New York City, Kieran reads the one that's like just a smidge above the Inquirer.
It's always my fault.
It is.
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
Can't even buy like a Newsday.
Word them up.
Man, Rock, you have some. Not Rock. Ron's got some sort of freaking thing against me. Telling you people.
Only because you're sitting here trying to shoo a girl who's doing a vibrator on the phone off. We gotta go.
Word them up. We gotta go.
She's talking to you about her intimate parts.
And so we don't know.
I gotta go.
All right.
No, we don't know.
No.
And the lines for next week aren't out yet.
All right.
So he'll fill us. How about he fills it? Colin, fill us in next week. Let us know. It's your bit. It's good. But just, you know, keep up on your own thing. Because we
just pick three games.
Oh, we still got to pick the three games.
Just
that's right.
Fucking three games. That's all. I don't care what the lines are. Just give them three games.
Okay. I'll take the Giants over Minnesota. Carolina over the Jets.
No, wait, are we picking the game or are you picking the game?
I thought I was picking the game.
He's picking the game.
Oh.
Giants over Minnesota, Carolina over the Jets, and let's see.
Who are the Browns playing?
Browns are playing Pittsburgh and Pitt over Cleveland.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That should be
there you go. Giants, Jets, Steelers.
Oh, interesting. That Steelers Browns game could get interesting.
Giants Jets Steelers.
Yeah. Hey, just to go back to the Gen call, you know what I like about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't have to send out like advertisements, you know, and banners and whatnot when we have sexy chicks calling and things like that. We just kind of do it. You know
what I?
We don't need to advertise things like that. We just kind of, you know, we just roll with it. We don't. People listen for a reason. We don't have to fucking, you know, advertise shit like this over and over again. All right. We do it and we just roll with it. We don't have to advertise this shit. Hey, so what's going on next?
I like that she kept saying pussy over and over.
Yeah. I gotta isolate that whole...
You know what it is? There's two things that a girl can say that are just... You can hear him say it all the time. One of them's pussy, the other one's cock.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it doesn't have to make sense.
No.
It just be the words.
Right, any girl who can throw pussy and cock
absolutely.
Into any sentence is that's
absolutely.
That's a good girl.
All right, here's Ray, tpsradio.net. Left us some drunk calls, so here we go.
I got giddy.
Hey, guys, this is Ray from the Sports Buffet. I'm live at the TPS Radio Halloween party, tearing it up.
just want to say, hey, who's that guy that's doing the NFL picks? Because you know what? They've been sucking.
Uh-oh.
Hope you guys have a good holiday weekend. And hey, when are you going to have the Sports Buffet guys back on the show? Come on. Just because you're getting all these high-profile comedians doesn't mean you can forget about us as us little people. And Connie, thanks for adding us. Talk to you guys later. Take it easy. Stay gay.
Fuck you. He's such a bitch.
He's awesome.
Kieran's dead.
Good old Ray.
It's always funny. Everybody always ends the call as Kieran's gay.
Yeah. Kieran fucking sucks. Fuck him.
Hey, this is Ray from QPS Radio again. Dude, I gotta tell you, there are some freaking hot ladies at this party. Why are you partying with QPS Radio? I just gotta tell you, Jesus, it's like a 10-to-1 ratio to hot ladies and guys at this freaking party. You guys are freaking missing out, man. Live it up! Later.
We're gonna have to get him on soon.
Ray from TV.
He's great.
Ray's a funny guy.
So, you think he was like telling girls he's quality?
I miss Jen. I miss Jen.
I'm quality.
Quality.
I could do nothing but call.
I could do nothing but call. Oh, those are the good old days. That's when times were simpler.
You know what? I think we're going to have to take another break and come back. Because okay. I got a lot of fucking shit here. Right. I haven't even gone to.
We
got to
do what we
got
to do.
You know what I mean?
It's all right.
That's fine.
All right, so we'll do a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
I'm going to go post on other people's message boards.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex put you here.
It isn't clear, but what we're certain of is you have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Be sure that you see that this is not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Not HIV, but really full-blown AIDS.
I'm sorry, I wish it was something less serious.
But it's AIDS. You've got the
Radio.
Three awards?
We're gonna go over
That's
three
tonight. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
I know.
Is it because there's three of you?
No.
That is a sound bite. It's going on the board. No.
Alienating people since 1979.
It's Lunatic Radio.
It's like shooting pussy in a barrel.
.com.
Yeah, what up?
Yo.
LunaticRadio.com show, complete mess of a radio show, but we're good. I think we entertain people from time to time.
Try.
What do you think?
Try.
According to my emails, so my email account every day, somebody likes us.
Someone.
I get emails every day.
Really?
Yes.
Emails every day from the kids.
And it's not just spam. From what? Like, what do they say?
They said, hey, dude, thanks for shouting me out. Hey, dude, great show this week. Hey, dude. When can I fucking come on? Hey, dude, why didn't you talk about this?
Really?
Yeah, it runs the mill.
Really?
So it's...
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
You remember back in the old days, Ron, when we used to get
like one email a week and it was always Stalker Connie?
No, but not
Here's
even
the
that.
Poem.
Not even that. It would be the talk of the week. We got a fucking email.
Right. Yeah.
Holy shit. We're the best show ever.
Did we get an email?
Did we get an email?
I remember back in the day when we used to get the Stalker Connie email every week, and then the one week we got the Rocket email.
Yeah.
And we were like, whoa, somebody said we sounded like O&A. Yeah. Rocket. Oh, maybe it's Roger Clemens.
That was in his email. He goes, hey, it's Rocket and AKA not Roger Clemens.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we thought Roger Clemens is fucking emailing us.
Yeah.
We probably did.
Yeah. I remember your first email.
So
how sentimental. Great.
So I remember it, too, because we were like, look, somebody not Stalker Connie. How did he know to listen to the show?
I still have the letter you sent out with the T-shirt, your letterhead. I still have that shit.
We tried all sorts of gimmicks back in the day.
I'm telling you, there was a period of time where the only people listening to this show were us, like the people who did the show, and like Stalker Connie and her friends, and that was it. There was nobody else listening.
Right. It was Stalker Connie, Quality Queen.
Yeah, Kansas Kitty.
Kansas Kitty.
Wasn't there a fourth one?
Nah, I don't know.
I thought there was four at one point in time for her little contingent.
She must have been voted off the island.
And then it was like I couldn't even get my friends to listen to the show.
I think Nicky the Bone banged one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say which one.
That's
but
great. Not gonna say which one either.
Yeah, but
that's great.
But that was the only, they were the only people listening to the show, and we used to get emails from every week.
Nicky the Bone was the first one from the show to get asked from the show.
Right. Yeah, because of the show.
Because of the show.
It's incredible. Good old Nicky the Bone.
It's like a 3-day romp, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
I'm so glad.
You know what? Nicky the Bone, I know Karen, like, I know.
Oh, that's
like,
when the person visited here, right? I'm sorry. Right?
Yeah.
Like, Nicky was funny because you'd see him, you wouldn't see him for a week, and then we'd be like, so, Nicky, what's up? What happened? And he's like, I ran into this girl on the internet, and so I met her at Applebee's, and I banged her in the back of my truck. And you're like, what?
Wait a minute.
And then he'd go, and you know what this really screwed up part was? After I banged her, I got home, and she called me, and she wanted me to talk dirty to her. He's like, I just finished banging you. Like, okay. Like, what was that all about?
Weird.
You know, like, and this was like it was the perfectly normal thing to happen. Sure. It would be like, you're like, oh, yeah, I went to work, and this happened, that happened. That was Nikki's normal weekend.
Right.
You know, met some girl on the internet, met her at Applebee's, banged her. Then she wanted me to talk dirty to her on the phone.
With you know? Anybody else, that's like a rumor spreading around town. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Like, you're like, listen, dude, you know what happened? Like, you're like quiet and everything about it. This is Nicky's week. That was his week.
Yeah.
That was the funniest part. That's what he did.
Not a big deal to him.
Nope.
And then
he'd tell you, he'd like, yeah, she's really weird. She likes to give you a blowjob after you bang her. Like, isn't that weird?
Nicky the Bone was a sidekick on the show. Classic freaking dude.
Yeah.
Never tried to be funny.
No.
Was just funny.
Yeah.
He's a fucking funny guy. But anyway, we got a ton of stuff. Rocket's got his whole detailed thing he's got to explain to everybody.
Well,
because Rocket was working. You know, last week we had no show because everything hit the crapper.
Right.
The message board went down. We lost it completely. And Rocket, take it over from there.
Right. You also lost a computer last week.
Lost a computer.
I thought the show was done.
Yeah.
Ronnie's like, all right, I'm free this next Monday.
I guess I'm not doing anything Monday.
Yeah, so we got to explain to you people why we didn't have a show last week.
Okay, in a nutshell, something happened with the message board. Personally, I think it was our server company. They screwed something up. But anyways, I spent nights trying to fix the board. Couldn't. Said it was a lot of nights where the board wasn't working, so me and Kieran collectively said, fuck it, we're starting over.
Yeah.
So we went and started this other board through the server company, of course, you know, coincidence or not, whatever the case may be. Set that up, you know, started doing some graphics.
Right.
Then around one night, well, keep in mind, big shout out to OC Chris, really helped me out a lot.
Yeah, Rocket had like a team of people working on it.
I was trying to salvage the board. I had guys at a college here in New York trying to look at the code, some networking guys to look at the code of the old board to try to salvage it. Because you realize that's like, what is it, 3 years of stuff like that. It kind of like sucks to lose it. You know, everyone left their shit.
How great are our listeners that they would do something like that?
Yeah. Chris is a freaking god. I mean, he's just like, he's first of all, he's put up with me because I don't really know that much about code, like this kind of code. So he's like saying, oh, just do this. I'm like, whoa, what's you know, start, slow down. But
OC Chris is one of our listeners out in California. Yeah. Very nice guy, and he's very skilled when it comes to computers.
I basically gave him a job. If we go anywhere, he's coming.
And he's
working for me, if anything.
The thing about OC Chris too is he isn't like some guy sitting in a dorm room smoking weed. This guy's a professional.
Yeah,
you know,
he
guy
knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so it's not just like the losers that listens to the show.
OC Chris, I still believe, is a multimillionaire.
Yeah. He's living his margaritas.
Okay. He'll never admit to it, but I know he is.
Can he send us some?
Yeah.
How about just we don't need a multi.
A smidge. A little smidge.
Yeah, just
send me what you taste. Make in an hour.
Just a taste. You know, just a taste. Come on.
So it'll be great. During the week, you know, we're both at work and we're trying to figure out the code, wasting massive. We're getting, you know, we're on the books at our you know, respective jobs trying to figure out the code for the board. But anyways, we couldn't figure it out. So we went to this new board, and luckily, I found this converter, or just, you know, this way to get a lot of the old shit onto the new board. So I was able to salvage a good percentage.
Right, we were
not
able
everything, but a good percentage. The stuff we really lost, because me, Kieran, and I were already registered on the new board, we couldn't bring over our old shit. So a lot of stuff is missing.
But
Kieran and I had.
But all the users were brought back.
Yeah, right. For the listeners who want to know, your accounts were saved.
Right.
So we took everybody's account that was on the old board, and we moved it over to the new board.
Exactly.
So you don't have to re-register or any bullshit like that.
Exactly.
So we have a new board. I know a lot of people love the board, and we're just going to have to start building it up again, people.
Right. And yeah, so just start, like I was telling John, it's Operation Loiter. You know, just sit on the board, post shit. Who cares? You know, say I'm doing absolutely nothing. Let's just build it. Let's make it bigger and better than ever. This board, it seems like it's a lot better than the old one anyways. So let's, you know, all your users are there, you know.
Right.
If you, from the last day, which was October 26th, if you were on the board, if you were a registered user, you have no problem getting on. Just enter your old information. If you have any problems, you know, just email me, rocket@lunaticradio.com. Now, one thing with it, if you had it in your favorites, it has changed the address. It is now lunaticradio.com/board. If you were just accessing it through, you know, the lunaticradio.com site by clicking the button, that works. But just if you were accessing it any other way, it's lunaticradio.com/board.
Right.
And but we'll have it in this week's email. And yeah, if you have any problems, rocket@lunaticradio.com. I'll definitely help you out.
Right.
And but it's all there, you know. Go and have fun.
Right. I mean, we're back in business, people.
Definitely.
And we're not freaking going to stop. We're not going to take 5 weeks off. We're not going to take a week off. We're not going to miss any shows because I got Ronnie Bean's schedule, and he's here for another 6 weeks.
Woohoo!
Straight.
All right. Can I remember what we talked about like 2 weeks ago about basically blowing it up over the Christmas break?
Yeah.
Can we announce that?
Yeah, if you want
to. You know, just to I don't know, maybe give people
this is actually an idea Ronnie Beans had in his head.
Yes. Basically, what we're going to do is what we're working on doing. And now you understand, you listen to the show, there's always stuff going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Always. Because this is a 24/7 thing.
This is a machine.
Yeah.
Never shuts off.
We're moving and shaking. We're clocking.
Right.
All the time, clocking.
We even do conference calls now.
Yeah, we do conference calls.
Crazy.
Now,
they're going nuts.
Yeah, basically, it's me playing Doom and these guys talking.
Ron loves the show prep.
Yep. Well, anyway, the idea is over Christmas break, because we figure we're not going to do a show between the week, because Christmas is on a Sunday, and then New Year's Eve, obviously, is the next Sunday. So we figure we're not going to do a show in between, because people probably aren't going to listen, because they're going to be busy doing their family things and everything like that.
Right.
But what we were going to do is we were going to take that week off, be it, I'm pretty sure, is it 1 week or 2 weeks that we're going to take off?
One.
Okay, it's going to take 1 week off, right? After that week, when we come back, it will be all new. New intro, new everything. It would be a show like you haven't heard before. We're going to just cut all, we're going to just get rid of everything that we used to do. Not everything, but, and then just come back bigger, stronger, badder, deafer, all that shit.
You know when you do like spring cleaning at your house, you get rid of all the old shit?
Right.
Yeah.
And you just like bring in new shit?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing with the show.
Yeah, blow it up. New
all
intro.
The old shit.
New everything.
Everything.
New intro, new drops, new everything.
Ronald Beaner.
Yes.
New everything.
You know? Yes, everything. Like new, like the new intros, like instead of playing in that Def Leppard Rocket, new intros.
Right. Yeah,
a new show intro, mm-hmm. You know, new breaks, everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
The only thing that's staying is the fact that Kieran's gay.
You're a fucking cocksucker, man.
Now, the content of the show is not going to change.
Like,
we're still going to do the same jokes, you know what I mean? Same type of humor, stuff like that. That's not going to change. But the way the show sounds is going to change.
Right.
It's going to be a lot tighter.
Right.
Right. A lot big. Everything's going to be amped up. Bigger, badder, a lot of more explosions, all that shit.
This is what I've been calling for the past few days, our big push.
Yes. Right.
This is our big push.
The big push.
Right, because behind the scenes we have been discussing stuff. And we need to make a huge one.
Yes.
Huge push.
So this is a big push.
I think if any of the listeners have any ideas, send them our way, because we will be happy to steal them.
Mm-hmm.
And take all the credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we discuss things behind the show, behind the scenes of the show. We like to tease you people with them, and that's what we're doing now.
Right.
So
yeah,
sure. You're not going to know what it is, but
yeah,
we're
but it'll sound different. We won't have this, you know, that intro with the sirens will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll sound different. Everything will just, I mean, but the show, don't think like, oh no, they're going to start doing other stuff and it won't be funny. That part's not going to change.
And how about this? The show we come back from that break,
yeah.
Right after New Year's, going to have our favorite comedian of all time, pretty much, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love him too, man.
Yep.
Is he your favorite comedian of all time?
Maybe not my favorite.
This guy is my favorite comedian of all time.
Really?
Right. Those titties ain't dim.
The titties ain't dim.
Oh, you just gave it away.
No, we didn't.
Oh, I got a hole in me bloomers.
Yeah, don't do too many because people will know. The guy's funny as freaking hell, dude. And we'll have him, hopefully. We were working on him for like months.
Yeah, since we started to realize we could get people to get on the show, that was like the first guy that we were like, we got to get him on the show, and we've been trying for like what, 3 months now to get him on the show.
Jeez. All right, so we got a bunch of new stuff we got to do. Dateline NBC did this great investigation report, and they had. I guess they got this, there's like an internet line or something. They track pedophiles.
Right.
What is it called?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
I don't even know. So here's the story.
Research.
We'll just play it. Dateline NBC pretty much just snabbed.
No, I can't find it. What the hell with it?
Snabbed online predators, and they broadcasted it on their show last week, and here we go. You gotta listen to some of the audio because it's funny as freaking hell.
As part of our undercover investigation, we enlisted the help of a sort of vigilante organization called Perverted Justice. Its volunteers pose as 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys and girls in AOL and Yahoo chat rooms, trying to expose adults who solicit them for sex. Our decoys are hit up almost immediately, and it wasn't long before men started showing up at our house. Altogether, 19 in 3 days. If that number doesn't shock you, what some of these men do for a living certainly will.
The big build-up. You're going to find out who's an online predator. It could be your buddy next door. You know, with a cop or
That's
something.
Crazy. To the point that they're coming over the house.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy.
19 in 3 days. 19.
Wow.
This man is a special education teacher. Our decoy is now posing as a 13-year-old boy named Brandon the teacher is expecting to meet.
So to get these freakers online, like there's like a guy in a back room who's like, you know, 47, sure, pretending he's a 13-year-old guy, and gets him to show up at the house, and this is what happens when they do.
Just set the kitchen counter for a minute.
Where are you? Oh, okay.
I need to get my new shorts on.
Okay.
The teacher is 54 and married. When I confront him, at first he says he thought Brandon was an adult.
But you said he was 23. What's the problem?
I have the transcript. That's what the problem is.
No.
Brandon said he was 13.
13?
13.
And the teacher knows this because Brandon told him online.
You can talk about all the different things that you'd like to do with him.
What are you doing here? I would come see him, but...
I want to come see him.
Q Price is Right something.
Yeah, right. I wish I had the Price is Right sound going.
Dude, as screwed up as this is, how does that guy not run out of the house like immediately? Why do you even stick around to talk about this? Why aren't you just like
so
bolting for the front door?
You know what it is that how they came in the house and went through the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like the only outlet was to go back out to where he came, and that's where the camera crew found him in.
Who cares? Absolutely. I'm like out the window. Like there's no way. No way. Oh, man. And for guys to sit around and talk like that, first, can't they get arrested?
No, they don't arrest them.
Even though, like, pretty much what they did was illegal.
Technically, what they did up to this point was not illegal.
Well, because don't the cops do this all the time?
But
then they end up arresting them anyway.
Yeah. Well, afterwards,
like that's just.
It turns out, actually, I think this guy got fired from his job.
Man,
creepy. For what? I wanted to meet him.
What is a 54-year-old man doing coming to this home to see a 13-year-old boy?
I obviously made a big mistake.
And he wasn't the only one. This man thought he'd had a sexually charged chat online with a 13-year-old boy. A boy he thinks he's about to meet.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, hold on a second. I gotta change my shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Dude, this is so creepy. Like, literally, so creeped out by this.
Weird. This guy sounds like a complete
okay.
Fucking homo.
Is he still going to be up for tonight?
We'll see.
Oh!
We'll see.
That's insane. Have they like egging on the guy, like have him say those little. Dude, I'm changing my shirt.
I love this. This is so creepy. I love the website that tracks these fuckers down and plays like they're 13-year-old boys, and then freaking that website is great. I forget the name of it. What is it? Already?
Perverted Justice.
PervertedJustice.com. They do great freaking work.
Oh God!
Can I help you?
Guy,
what are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Not good. That's kind of an understatement, isn't it?
You dick.
A rabbi. That's right. A rabbi. Now, presumably, you counsel families and children in your position as a rabbi. What are you doing as a man of God, as a rabbi, in this house, trying to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Instead of answering, the rabbi asks to know who I am. But before I tell him, I want to ask him about some obscene pictures he sent our decoy.
Oh, you sent pornographic pictures. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
Okay, look. You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
Oh, man.
I am not interested in getting any further.
I know these guys are pedophiles and stuff, but at that moment, when that Dateline camera shows up in front of his face, he's got to know his fucking life is over.
He's shit your pants time.
Over.
Shit your pants time.
It's take the gun, put it in the mouth, and pull trigger. Over.
But if you're the reporter, like, how do you not just come out and be like, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
They're trying to
be professional.
Well,
he's on Dateline, you know?
Yeah, I know, but still. Like, how could you,
No, you're right. No, yeah, that's where you're going, yeah.
Hey, listen, you're being a lot more professional than I could be. Because I'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
He's not going to come out, kitty toucher, kitty toucher.
We got you.
Balloons come down.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him.
Yeah, wave to the camera.
Yeah.
Dick Clark comes out.
Hey there, Sonny.
Bloopers and practical jokes.
You're the grand prize winner. You're headed to jail.
Yeah, guess what you've won? A trip to jail.
Yeah.
Well, you will be ridiculed and beat on by every other inmate.
Here's the paddy wagon, faggot.
The rabbi and virtually every other man who showed up claimed it was the first time they had ever done something like this and wouldn't actually have had sex with a minor. Yeah.
Yeah.
The rabbi called us several times during the investigation, claiming he'd done nothing wrong. He's since resigned from the organization where he worked. Tonight on Dateline, you'll see other prominent men who came to the house, and you'll hear from a psychologist about why they did it and from an expert on how to protect your children.
But, okay? All right, let me like rewind. If you're Dateline, do you know who these guys are, what are you going to do with that information? Like, are you not going to pass that on to the police and say, listen, this guy, you might want to keep an eye on this guy? I mean, I know they did nothing wrong, and it's very, like, it's kind of like a gray area as far as what you can do. But if
I'm sure they did, dude.
If this guy quits, like, okay, that guy got fired, this guy quits, like, they're gonna go somewhere else and just do it somewhere else.
Right.
You know, the funny thing about it, one of these guys that they caught came to the house, right? He was freaking naked in the kitchen, right? He ends up leaving. He ends up fleeing through the garage out the house, right?
Right.
Next day, the people from, what is it called again?
Perverted Justice.
Perverted Justice. The people from Perverted Justice found his screen name online again and told him to meet them at the local McDonald's.
No. Right.
Dateline takes their cameras to McDonald's.
There he is.
Confronts the guy outside. And they're like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, I mean, I just came to get something to eat. And they're like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got a problem. Fucking asshole.
No shit. But no, they had to have like given the information to somebody. Yeah. You can't just see the thing is you with these people, you can't just let them go because they're going to keep doing it until either you put them in jail or you get them some fucking help.
Yeah.
And like help as far as like a fucking bat upside there.
Rock, is there any more audio on here? Or is that just
No, that was pretty much it. Nah, that's what that was,
know,
it was just
a,
this is it.
Yeah, and then you go back to Katie's talk.
I want to hear Katie
now,
talking
now
about.
I don't know. I didn't get to see the whole show, but did they have Brian Peppers on at all? Did they ever make a mention to Brian Peppers?
Brian Peppers.
He is like internet gold lately because he is a great sex offender.
Is that the guy who's reformed?
Reformed. It's that guy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Brian Peppers.
Who's that guy?
That's Brian Peppers, the sex offender from Ohio.
That's a sex offender?
Yep.
Holy shit!
Yeah, you know, yeah, you know. Oh, this has been going on the internet lately.
Are like, you sure?
Yes. Oh, it's fact. It's fact. Like even like Snopes.com, which is great for doing like urban legends things like that.
Yeah,
is able to verify that it's true that this is a legitimate. He's a legitimate sex offender from Ohio. Isn't that a crazy fucking picture?
He's a midget with like it looks like he got hit in the head with a hammer.
Yeah, they have it labeled. They actually talk about what the unusual appearance of this individual pictured could be due to conditions such as Apert syndrome or Crozen syndrome. So you know they were just because
holy shit.
Yeah.
What if you were a kid and you agreed to meet this freaking guy?
Forget about
on the
it.
Street. Not it's only crazy. Are you going to be scared out of your holy shit. That guy would scare me anywhere in broad looking? Daylight.
Isn't that crazy looking? We'll have to put a picture of this on the board.
Yeah.
Brian Peppers.
You know, I've seen this picture all over the internet. All over, I didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah, it is like the internet trend lately, this guy's photo. And because it was blowing up so much, you know, Snopes decided to investigate to find out about it. So, like, they even researched, like, how the photo was taken. And, like, here's another sex offender's picture just to give it clarification. Oh, there's younger pictures of him. So, he is legit. I mean, this is really this guy.
God, man.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, actually, in his younger pictures, he looks,
Don't sit there with his eyes.
Yeah, they're, like, bugging out. But you can see...
He's a midget, right?
I don't know about his height, but... I mean,
he's got a big watermelon head.
Dude, what the fuck?
Look at his forehead. That thing's like a watermelon.
A watermelon. Yeah, but he's crazy. Yeah, Brian Peppers, man. Oh,
scary. I mean, what else can he do in his life besides being a kid?
I
gotta.
Do you want me to find the phone call that some kid made to him? I mean, it's kind of
a kid made to him.
So
if you can find it, if why not? I don't care. Yeah. I gotta hear what this guy does.
Yeah.
Holy Christ, Brian Peppers, he's a sex offender.
Kid calls Brian Peppers, let's see.
Is it playing?
Hold on.
Hi, is this Brian Peppers?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm from Cincinnati, and I'm just going to do an interview on your life. Are you open for an interview? Hello? Are you open for an interview? I do believe he hung up. Let's try again.
This kid's,
call ended.
Dude, that picture was...
He's trying again. He's you know.
All right, come on, kid. You're blowing it.
I'm trying this again.
5 minutes I gave this kid of airtime.
Brian, I think the connection got lost.
If you call me again, I will be informing the police.
What?
I will be informing the police if you call me again.
This is Brian Peppers. You're a fucking raper, dude. Aren't you on a sexual predator list or some shit like that?
Oh, jeez.
Hope you don't rape my kids, you fucker. We have made contact with Brian fucking Peppers.
This kid's like shitting bricks.
He's shitting bricks.
You make
well, there you go. Wow, that Brian Peppers guy is a fucking scary looking individual, though. Man. Let me tell though. You. All right, Ronnie Beach, you can come back to the freaking show now.
Thank you. It's safe now.
Ron got all skeeved out by what we were talking about.
We should call Brian Peppers.
No, I don't want to talk to that guy.
Dude, what the?
I want nothing to do with that guy.
What the fuck? That's all I gotta say.
I don't want that guy on in his country.
Dude, can we edit out that entire part? That just was brutal. Nobody's gonna want to hear that.
What?
Nobody's going to want
to. Just because you get skeeved out by it?
Nobody's going to want. No, I just don't like when the show goes that way. Like, we should be funny and laughy and everything.
That is funny. It's funny how sexual predators get punked out right on national TV.
No, I know.
What's not funny about that?
Not that part. This Brian Pepper thing.
Yeah, he just got punked out on the internet. It's funny.
Got the whole thing.
Nah, I don't care. I'm going to offend any sexual predator I want.
Yeah. No, it's not about that.
Fry
it's just
him.
All of a sudden, like, we talk about boobies and stuff like that, and now you got...
It's a different kind of funny, Ron.
Files. I don't
it's
like
it. Different kind of funny.
I don't like
Trust
it.
Me.
I don't like
Trust
it.
Me. I'm not going to take the show into the abyss.
Well, I think we're there.
No, we're not. Anyway, big news story this week, everybody, is yesterday was the tornado, right?
Yes.
Ripped through the Midwest.
Rescue crews continued their search for victims late into the night, going house to house in the Eastbrook Mobile Home Park, a community hardest hit by the tornado.
Trailer was shaking. You know, we just woke up. We didn't know what was going on. Glass shattered. Didn't hear the sirens at all until after the fact.
We lost the whole family of four, including a pregnant mom. And
on Sunday, workers rescued an 8-year-old child who was trapped under debris in a ditch.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it just a good feeling.
The Twister first touched down in northern Kentucky, then corkscrewed across the Ohio River into Indiana, cutting a path of destruction 20 miles long and 3/4 of a mile wide. Many homes were left in ruins.
I was in bed, and the wind hit and blew the wind out, and I woke up. Next thing I knew, the whole house come down on top of me.
The Baker Chapel Church in Degonia Springs was turned inside out. Prayer books were scattered and pews were overturned. A local racetrack was also demolished by the tornado. 3 horses were killed in their stalls. Initial reports place the number of injured at 200. Several of them are said to be in critical condition.
It was quite a scare. Something I don't want to have to go through again.
Aren't they all the same?
What
like
do you mean?
Like the reports on a tornado?
Oh yeah, it's just cookie cutter.
All freaking same. Can't they just have a stock report on a tornado?
They do. It's
they
a play
just
button.
Run it every time.
It's in the play button.
You know, some guy was in his house. He didn't know it was coming. The whole house was on top of him, and like well, 3 horses died. Isn't that on every?
Why do they even bother to ask what happened? Like, yeah. What the hell do you think happened? You know, the shit blew away.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Like, we're...
My house is gone.
I huddled down in the closet and nothing else. Yeah. Everything else got destroyed but the closet I was in.
Yeah.
Oh, my mackerel.
You know, I always wish somebody to say, like, you know, what happened? Well, first, there was a high-pressure system that came in. Yeah. And then, you know, what do you think happened? It was a tornado.
Yeah. But the tornado came and didn't blow anything down. That's a story. The pussy tornado.
The news needs a race car Johnny to do a weather from a tornado.
Yeah.
Yo,
hey,
yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Fucking tornado.
It's windy. Like, no kidding.
If you're in a trailer, get the fuck out.
Don't you
yo,
hate
yo, yo.
I hate reporters. I hate reporters. They're so stupid.
Brian Pepper should be your reporter.
They ask the dumbest fucking questions.
And apparently, everybody, there are pirates. In this day and age, there are freaking pirates.
Yeah.
Avast!
Oh, forget it. You know, I was going to throw a joke, but I'm not going
to. Come on.
Are you going to say butt pirates?
I was going to throw the Kieran butt pirate joke out there. Not going to, though.
No.
I'm above that.
All right.
Especially after Kieran gave a whole, you guys pick up your next speech.
Let's listen to the audio about the pirates.
While cruising off the coast of Africa, some passengers in this luxury ship, the Seabourn Spirit, looked overboard and saw 2 boatloads of pirates.
Looked out.
Arr! Who goes there?
Shiver me timbers!
And there was a boat down there with 5 men in it. And then I looked and I said, oh my God, they've got guns.
Then came the gunshots and an explosion.
The captain came on the tannoy, the loudspeaker system.
Said, look at this motherfucker.
Said, get out of our way.
Yeah.
Saying, stay inside, we are under attack.
I saw the flash of the rocket launcher as it fired, a little bit above my head, and that hit a suite, one deck up from me.
It was the loudest bang noise I've ever heard in my life. Had I been standing, it would have gone straight through my head.
The passengers, many still in their pajamas, were told to get down and make their way here to the ship's dining room while the captain successfully outran the attackers.
Made it clear this was no drill and we were under attack.
It's a frightening experience because, you're not in control of your own destiny at that point.
The ship was on a...
What? It's an ocean liner, not a control of your own destiny. There's 5 guys in a freaking tube with a gun. You're in an ocean liner, you stupid idiot. Make a left.
What? Yeah, hit the throttle.
Hit the freaking throttle.
Problem solved.
Ron was making a good joke before the show. It was freaking hysterical. You were saying that the I don't want to redo the joke because you know when you do that, it never works. But you were saying that the captain was just pretty much playing with him.
Yeah, full throttle, left rudder. Let's go.
Oh, look, there's guys over there. Oh,
guys shooting at us.
All right.
You know, it fits the definition, like we were saying before the show, it fits the definition of a pirate, but it loses its luster when you're in a freaking, like a lawnmower of a boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Are they spent yet? Because we got to finish this cruise.
Yeah.
Are they done shooting off?
Yeah, they probably just like sat there. They're like, yeah, let them shoot some more holes. You know. Yeah. Then he's like, first mate, make a note, fix them bullet holes.
Do these guys really think they were going to overtake an ocean liner with a rocket in a little paddle boat?
Someone contact land will need a quarter paint.
How are they even going to get on the boat?
Right.
Like, you can't even get on the boat from the water. Like, you can't. Like, it's like 50 feet up.
Like, there's no possible way of these guys overtaking this boat.
Should we slow down to kind of help them a little bit, feel like they're accomplishing something?
Yeah, like as they pull away, slow down, wait, let them catch up a little bit, and then we'll take off again.
Yeah, let's play with them.
Yeah, and you think the guy in the boat was like, faster, faster, they're going away.
And the lady, you hear the lady in the report, I thought it was the end of the world. No, it's three guys in a boat with a gun. That's it.
You know what would be really funny is if they were like real pirates, they had like swords, and then they just pulled up alongside the boat and just started hitting the side of the boat with the swords, just whacking it. You know?
Then I shouldn't hurt.
Yeah, and then just like yelling derogatory things at the boat and everything.
Shiver me timbers.
Yeah.
You white bitch.
Yeah. Sir, landlubber.
Sir, they keep on yelling that they want the map for the gold. Just tell them we're not giving them the map because we gotta get going. Just tell them we're keeping the map.
Yeah.
Take me to Atlantis.
It would be funny. I'd be like going to buy like big, like something out of the gift shop to like throw down at him.
You know? Yeah.
$10 the first guy hits the dude with the beard.
Yeah.
Just start like flinging like you know, like snow globes and shit.
Yeah, just start dropping crap on him.
I bought a dozen snow globes from the gift shop. Come on. $10 to the first guy hits the dude with the eye patch.
What are these guys thinking, these freaking pirates? I mean, they got to step up their game.
Right,
they're not taking over shit with that. They might be taking over a guy in another paddle boat, but not an ocean liner.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, people are just going to come out to the freaking deck and start hawking shit at these guys once they get to the side of the boat.
Yeah. Flinging martinis at them and stuff like that.
You know? Pelting them with casino chips and stuff.
Yeah, go away.
Screw your little gun there, pal.
Go away.
And it's funny at the end of the story. Yeah, the captain hit the throttle and situation was...
Yeah, it was over.
And then, like the little boats tipped over from the wake of the boat.
Yeah. Those things leave a big wake.
Yeah, turn into them.
They're like, oh, vast.
Yeah.
I got to imagine the captain was just being like laughing at him until the guy shot the rocket and was just like, oh, crap. All right, hit the throttle.
Yeah, right. Then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Bull runner.
I tell you what, you pirates nowadays, man, you got to step up your game. You ain't getting nowhere with that.
Remind me not to take my schooner around the coast of Africa there.
Yeah.
You know, ship to coast, we're going to need a pint of spackle.
Yeah, some spackle.
And a quart of white paint.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe a little Bondo.
It would have been funny if there was like a guy standing on the bow going, "Arr!" with the bandana, pirate's code,
like pirate and everything.
"Arr, shimmy my timber."
Yeah.
Full steamer head, mateys. I think we got him.
As they're like the ship sailing away, the guy's like, "All right, I'm ready to parlay."
Parlay.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
It'd be better if the captain, like, you know, leaned over the side of the ship and goes, "Stop blowing holes in my ship, stupid."
Yeah, right. Like a little kid.
Yeah.
No.
Stop poking holes in my ship, you dummy. You know how much that's going to cost to fix?
Go back to your cave.
Yeah. How am I supposed to sell, you know, world-class suites with bullet holes in the side of my ship?
Who broke my window?
You go home now. Get going.
Run, kitty.
Go. Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Can you tell me your address? I know where to send the insurance forms.
Punk kids.
Yeah, the Pirates got to step up their game.
So, yeah, the captain's like, so what do we do now? We trade insurance forms?
Do you have a copy of your license?
Yeah.
And a photocopy?
Do I need a police report? You know, and who do I call? I'm in international waters.
Is this a no-fault area?
Did you see him? Did you see him on the cover of, I don't know what paper it was. There was a picture of the four guys in the boat. And you were just like, what? It looks like these guys were on like a bunch of Cubans in a raft trying to get to Florida.
Hey,
you got to
give
them
credit for trying.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yes.
It's funny as hell. You know there's people just laughing.
Oh.
Christ. Oh, and in other news, I guess Kevin Federline has a new rap song.
Hey.
Or something.
If that's what you call it, sure.
Kevin Federline, the guy that won one for men out there, all the men out there, he knocked up a rich bitch, a rich hot piece of ass.
Yes.
And he's got a rap album out, and now he's got no, I don't know what this is. All right, we'll just play it, and we'll just go home. I should be saying keep a damn name out your mouth, but y'all people keep increasing my change amount. So go ahead and say what you wanna. I'm gonna sell about to me or bold, then I'm a goner. I know y'all wish you was in my position, cause I keep getting in situations that you wish you wasn't. Cousin, I'm not your brother, not your uncle, I'm daddy dude. Stepping in this game and y'all ain't got a clue. My prediction is that y'all gonna hate on the style we created straight 2008. But I know that you really can't wait, cause people are always asking me, when's the release date? Well, maybe, baby, you can wait and see. Until then, all these paparazzi's following me. Getting anxious, go take a peek. I'm starring in your magazine now every day of the week. Back then, they call me Gay Bear, but you call me Daddy instead. Back then, they call me Gay Bear, but you call me... What the fuck was that? Anybody?
An abortion?
Waste of 45 seconds?
Yeah, that was bad.
Very bad.
Does that ever work?
You know what? That's so bad, it's not even really fun.
I'd rather wear out the whole pirate ship bit than talk about this. Yep.
I'd rather go back to Ottawa.
Yes! Yes!
I'd rather do more Ottawa jokes.
Yes, can we?
Then listen to that. You know, that's so bad, it's not funny. Like, there's like so bad where it's just like you can't even joke about it.
Ronnie would rather go back 4 weeks and talk about that.
I'd rather heat up on Ottawans.
That guy has no chance of having like a rap career, right?
No.
But you can call me daddy.
That happened when he was a nobody and you know, knocked up Britney Spears and married her. He signed his license away for being a nobody for the rest of his life.
You gotta think, like, if you're Britney.
With no credibility.
You kind of like, that's not cool.
I think didn't Britney say that in one of those crap mags?
Well, have you ever had like your significant other make a total ass out of herself?
Yeah,
and you're embarrassed.
Yeah,
yeah. I was dating a girl once who took a face plant in front of a movie out in front of a movie theater there was like a huge line of people waiting to get in.
Yeah. And you just laughed at her?
No, I was like, get up.
Don't embarrass me.
Yeah, then I looked around and I was like, all right, nobody saw.
So we're cool.
Oh, yeah. You all right?
Yeah, but I heard Britney Spears in one of those magazines said, you know, it sucks. What he's doing sucks.
Well, how could she not? She's being honest.
Yeah. She's got balls
like,
on
how,
her.
Like, how and like, can you, with a straight face, say, yeah, that's pretty good. That's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. I hate when dudes do that. He just embarrasses themselves.
Well,
the guy's an embarrassment anyway.
Yeah.
And now he's just, I don't know what he's doing. He's taking it to another level.
You can tell just by the song that he doesn't shower. The song smells.
You know, he actually was trying to do a little Eminem thing there, I think.
Yeah.
He was taking words that don't really rhyme and making them rhyme.
Yeah. That's
like Eminem's thing. Well,
why does everybody think they can rap?
I don't know.
It's an easy out.
It's all about
producers that do it. You think he's actually doing anything? He didn't write that.
Well, you know what it shows you? That for like any amount of money, you can get somebody to produce a song for you if you've got the money for the studio time.
Sure. Yeah. You're right. Anybody can be a rapper. That's why rap is such a sham. Well, ever since Wu-Tang took the retirement
route. Most of it's a sham, not all of it.
Right. The old school shit's the best.
That's right.
Oh, right.
Because none of those guys had any money. They had in order to even get in the studio, they had to be good.
Now all the guys are rapping about how much bling they got, and it's boring.
Now all you need is money, and then you can go to the studio and cut an album.
Right. Yeah, and you're a millionaire for some reason.
If we had money, we could cut an album.
Hell yeah.
And we could do William Hung.
Oh, I hate
Rumble
rap.
Humper FX.
She bang. She bang.
She That guy's killing rap right there. He just killed it.
Well,
that guy killed it. Kevin Federline killed rap.
It's a waste. See, now I used to blame Poison for killing rock and roll.
He ruined Britney Spears and killed rap in the same year and a half. Same year and a half.
Britney Spears was ruined before that.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I'm sorry. Guys, raise the roof. The referee's raising the roof.
All right. Let's do the highs of the week and get the F out of here on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
Yes.
Hotties,
hotties
of the week. Whatever happened to, what's that guy? The guy rapped like that? What's his name?
I don't know.
I don't even know. He was in that video, though. All right, hotties of the week, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. We deem her the hottie of the week. It's a pointless segment, but we do it every week. And I actually got a good one this week because she's in the latest edition of Stuff Magazine. She's from That 70s Show.
Yeah, that was okay.
I'm digging this chick. She's got some balls on her. You know, she's got it. She's like one of them girls that doesn't take shit. I like her, and she's a hot piece of ass. Mila Kunis. My honey.
Do you have this stuff sitting around here?
No, I don't have it here. Rocky can look it up on the web, though. I think you can find it. Who are you going with, Ron?
I'm going to go with from Kirby Enthusiasm, Cheryl Hines.
Jeez, I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah. She's Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
She hot?
Yeah, she's hot. She's an older chick, but she's hot.
All right. I like where your head's at, going with the older chicks.
Uh-huh.
All right. Fuck
that. I'm going to go with that because I saw her in that stupid VH1 show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Biling.
Yeah, but what's the name of that show?
Oh, you think you can sing?
Yeah, Biling.
If they could sing.
If they could sing, sure.
She was in Playboy.
Yeah, Biling.
Yeah, she was on Entourage, too.
Why not? I like the Asians.
All right, go with Biling.
Crazy.
And with that, everybody, we'll bid you goodbye.
Later!
You know, emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call outline 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666.
One last thing. If you want to, you know, get on the newsletter so you know what the hell's going with the show every week, not everyone's on it, you know, email Karen, the show at lunaticradio.com. So every time a new show comes out, you know exactly what day it comes out, all the information. So send Karen an email at the show at lunaticradio.com. Say, yo, get me on the newsletter. Give me the weekly newsletter.
And I want to thank, big thanks to Kevin Brennan, comedian Kevin Brennan, for joining us on the program. He'll be adding Conan O'Brien on the 15th of this month, everybody. So tune in to Conan O'Brien on the 15th. You'll see Kevin Brennan. Log on to comediankevinbrennan.com for all Kev's tour dates. He's all over New York City. He'll be in Vegas next week, I believe. And actually, he's all over the map. Log on to comediankevinbrennan.com. All right? And with that, we'll see you next week, hopefully with some more people, and we'll have some more fun. And it'll be cool.
Yeah.
So come on by,
sure,
if you can.
And we're better than other talk shows.
Oh, shut up. I'm better than my grandma's. She's dead, though, I think.
Whatever.
All right, later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW @LunaticRadio.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.